watch this.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to. Place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world. Leave the real one far behind.
Rick tonight, the Joker and the Devil.
I brought my hard drive to get more files out.
I think it does do it tomorrow.
Or tomorrow.
That's a good idea. Eric.
Yeah, Steve's stupid. Don't listen to him.
See, that's a thinking man. Tomorrow. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or tomorrow.
Yeah, there you go.
Or you could say mañana.
Day after tomorrow.
Yes.
John Cusack's going to come. His RV and bust through your fucking thing. Say, get me the computer.
Good morrow, my...
John Cusack wasn't in that film.
That's 2012.
Yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow sucked.
Yeah.
What? City,
what?
That was way better than fucking Dennis Quaid. Wow.
Really, you think that?
Yeah.
I think 2012 is a bit long-winded.
Okay, I don't think they're great movies either way, but if I had to put one over the other, I would pick Day After Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Underneath 2012.
What?
I had to fix that statement halfway, but still, I made it work.
I'd agree with Jason on that, but at the same time, they were both terrible movies, and 2012 was just overly long.
2012 didn't scare anybody. Today After Tomorrow actually fucking made people start thinking.
Not really.
It lasted 2 days.
Not to mention the shit's implausible.
Because right after that movie came out, there's actually tornadoes.
Well,
tornadoes in LA and shit right after the movie came out and stuff.
Besides that,
even with the whole global warming thing, it's still implausible.
They were
that's because Steve doesn't like the movie because he doesn't believe in global warming.
They're running away from like a freeze, they're running through the hallway of this freeze, and then they slam the door shut.
And get next to a space.
Like it's a fucking monster coming after them.
Could be.
It's fucking retarded. That's the suspense in that movie.
Well, they made it to the space heater, right? Wasn't that like one of the things?
And they had to set the fire going. They had to keep the... We gotta keep the fire going.
What would you do? Die?
It's not gonna fucking happen.
Die.
I wouldn't film it. That's
what so you don't
believe
one,
I live in Southern California.
Like you're a Nazi like Steve.
So I'm pretty much within the safe zone. Gotta keep driving another 2 hours, and I'm actually in the... Where the fucking army base is, because they sent them to Mexico and shit. We took over Mexico. And then we went to save everybody. And that's pretty much what happened in the movie.
It was a terrible fucking movie. It was just meant to be a scare factor, like the original Day After, which is about nuclear fucking war. It's a scare factor. It's all it's supposed to be.
And 2012 was great because Woody Allen's character was fucking great.
Yeah.
Why, like a dumbass, he stayed there though? I don't get that. Fucking hot rocks and lava just comes and probably shot one in his eye
because he wanted to keep recording until the very end.
Okay, no one is listening to that.
As far as his own peace of mind, he knew he was going to die anyways.
No one, well, I at least think some people listen to his show.
Yesterday, what were you talking about those guys with outside when you're smoking? The other podcast guys.
Oh, I was asking him, because that guy, he has an internship at X.
139?
Yeah. You're asking him, like, how's that going? And he's asking about his show. And then, like, he mentioned to me, like, they had to get, like, fucking, like, 30,000 downloads a fucking month.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Does he actually get that?
Huh? Fuck, I don't know a way to do that for his fucking feed. I don't know a way to find someone else's feed statistics.
So. I haven't even listened to his shows. You said it was dumb, didn't you? Him talking about, like, monkeys and stuff.
What?
What? No, I never said that. But, yeah, that's how dumb it is. You know. We had to talk about Planet of the Apes. But no ladder, please.
Those aren't monkeys or chimpanzees.
So you're talking to a guy who has a stupid podcast. Yeah, gets 30,000 downloads a month and interns at the X.
Yeah. No, I only listened to like maybe 2 episodes of his podcast, but I listened to like the very beginning episodes. So for any podcast, the early episodes pretty much do suck balls.
Are the best.
Yeah.
And those are what?
Because it's just them trying to, like, this is my new podcast, explaining themselves
trying
to people.
Trying to find their niche and all
those
that.
Those are just the best
ones. I don't know what he does now. I know it's, like, every day, though. Not every, like, Monday through Friday type of shit. And I was asking what he does. And then, like, we started talking about fucking, because the Nerdist dropped a a thing called Stitcher that does like they download your show, they compress it, and then stream it on theirs. But they have all kinds of podcasts. So if you do it on your phone, it's not as much data because it's not as big as enough. It's not as big a file.
Uh-huh.
But they're only using one download off your stream, but they're getting thousands of downloads. Plus, there's advertisements on their app. So they're losing out on advertising money and losing out on downloads because they don't know how many people are actually really downloading it because they only do that one single download. So Nerdist dropped them, and then I guess he got other people to drop them because they know they're fucking losing out. Plus, it's
Wait, so they were a part of the Nerdist, or no?
They asked them, like, do you want to be part of Stitcher? Explain what Stitcher is. And it's like, yeah, just use our same feed. It's like, yeah, sure. Well, they did that, but they only use that one single download. So they're losing out thousands of downloads because there's no way to keep track of that.
Yeah.
And plus, they have separate sponsors on their own thing, and they're worried that it may contradict with future sponsors. So they have a sponsor for fucking... Their example was like, let's say we get a sponsor for fucking for Toyota, or that thing's sponsoring Honda or some shit like that, or fucking, you know, GMC.
Yeah.
Well, now this we have an app saying, today our show's brought to you by this, but they have a banner when you get it at saying something completely different.
Ah, gotcha.
And so a lot of people are mad at him, like saying why he dropped it, because people like that convenience, because, you know, you get all your podcasts in that one app. We're talking about that. And then I brought up the conversation we had about, like, could a tobacco company sponsor a podcast? Wow. Yeah.
What did he say?
Well, like, he was interested in it, but it didn't have an answer.
Wow, okay.
Just because fucking... But it's interesting because, you know, they have the rules that you can't do on the radio, you can't do it on television, you do it on magazine ads.
Yeah.
And, like...
Drugs?
Like, posters for fucking at liquor stores. And they want to do less than that. They want, like... cheap black and white ads in the future for them. But like, does this media count? And any question means like, have you ever seen a banner ad, a website banner ad for a cigarette company though?
Mm-mm. Other than on the cigarette.
To buy like cigarettes from place.
Other than on their actual website, no.
Yeah, see? So then they do have like a thing over the internet. They probably can't. So then you couldn't do it on a podcast?
Probably not.
I mean, because
we're not radio. I think they're limited to solely only regular like banners and stuff.
Paper print?
Yeah, paper print. And magazines. No, I think they're limited to just magazine ads and billboards. Even billboards, you don't really see them.
Well, they still sponsor events.
So they couldn't do anything by...
Don't they have a Marlboro car? Don't they have a Marlboro car?
I don't know if they have a Marlboro car. Well, I'm not sure if they do, because it's like... they used to have the Winston Cup in NASCAR,
mm-hmm.
which is done by the Winston brand cigarettes. They don't have that anymore. The Winston Cup has been renamed something else. Because when you went to the Winston Cup, they'd even hand out free fucking packs of Winston cigarettes.
They changed the D Cup.
I remember those commercials.
Yeah, they completely changed that too. I don't even think there's a Marlboro car now.
You have to drop a whole car? This probably saves them money.
But see, I don't get how it's any worse than fucking, you know, beer. All the alcohol fucking ads you get, alcohol sponsored shit, everything. I don't see how it's any different.
I guess liver disease doesn't outnumber cancer.
They're both just as deadly. You don't see people getting into car wrecks because, you know, they're smoking and driving.
I was drunk and I dropped my cigarette.
But see, that's the thing, you were drunk.
I blame it on cigarettes. Because they have more money.
Well, the cigarette companies are all diversified into junk food anyway, so.
Who's that talking?
Yeah, we really can't hear you.
Is that a ghost?
I'm not even joking. Like, you guys are on a different joke than I am. Like, we haven't introduced anybody so far, so.
It's not even so much about introduction. It's that we pause so you can talk, but he can't really be heard.
You suck.
Let yourself be heard, Parrish. Let yourself be heard. Speak up.
All right. I'll speak up.
That wasn't very convincing.
Oh, yeah, I really do just tilt this mic a little more that way.
A little closer there.
Ooh, Parrish is on my thigh.
Yeah. Oh, that's a nice meaty thigh you got there, Steve.
Hey, fuck anyway. You.
Whoa.
Now you're getting a little personal, damn it.
Just like being on Santa's lap. Well, we
It's not quite as jolly.
We're recording that, right?
Yeah, we've been recording.
Okay, then. Oh, well, welcome to Ripped in Half. I'm Jason.
I'm Steve.
That's Parrish.
Hi, I'm Parrish, yeah.
And I'm Eric.
Yeah, we got Parrish on the show.
You're so enthusiastic.
Mm-hmm.
We should have gave him a Coke.
He needs some caffeine.
Should just send him to bed and get Parrish that mic.
Pretty much.
No.
Fuck, Eric. I think we did pour him a drink last time. He didn't drink it, did he? Or we just took his ice.
You didn't pour me a drink because we're trying to fix the whole fucking
situation. No, so he didn't make a drink, and so he took his ice because he didn't want a drink. He didn't want any.
Well, he left.
Because it left.
Yeah, he didn't want to hang out and drink. He just wanted to go to bed like a little bitch.
Last week we didn't record because we had a mic problem. We still have a mic problem, but somehow if we promise not to move.
You guys want
to
hear it?
Or touch it? No.
You know, we really didn't have to mention that last week we didn't record because by the time when the show goes up, it's just going to be right behind another show. They don't know.
Chances are we won't cut a show, so we'll miss a week anyways.
No. Yeah.
So it'll make up for that. Well, at least we have an excuse this time. We just don't have a show. At least this time we have an excuse as to why there's no show this week. And why suddenly we're like 3 months ahead and now we're only a month back. Like, we're talking about shit that happened in April, now we're talking shit in fucking, you know, September. Why? Because we also missed other shows.
It happens.
Just like with the Hangover, we're talking about we're going to go see it, even though the episode where we actually saw it was up before.
Yeah.
That was the Steve and I go to hell. What we call it? We can call it Steve and I.
No, that was the Brownie Basher episode.
Bashers episode, if you hear that. If not, hear it again.
No, I think you called it Brownie Bashers.
To catch a Brownie Basher.
Yeah,
that's
to catch
what it
Brownie
was,
Basher.
To catch a Brownie
but then
Basher.
Didn't you have the little abbreviation thing after that? That was like, or Steve and Jason go to hell?
I think that was in the show notes.
Oh, I thought you actually had it in the title.
I know. I think the show note and description says Steve and Jason are going to hell.
Yeah. That was an episode we had my 16-year-old on that show.
Yeah, he's going to hell too.
Yeah.
Actually, that makes it legitimate. We at least have a 16-year-old there.
Yeah.
It's not that terrible.
No.
It's not as bad as fucking Parrish's mustache.
Yeah, God, I know.
I'm going to spit out his beard.
On the show tonight, we'll be to do a live shaving.
You know what we could do.
I mean, like that, wouldn't you?
We need to get a picture of Parrish just so for that particular episode, we can use that picture.
And put it around the neighborhood.
Yeah. Call it. Now, you know what we should have done for the picture of that episode is go up to one of the neighborhood watch signs, take a picture of the little fucking silhouette guy, and put that up for the picture.
He's the neighborhood watch guy?
That's
I would not want that guy to watch my fucking neighborhood.
I wouldn't either, but that is the symbol for neighborhood watch.
I'm sorry, Parrish, if I saw your picture with that mustache, I would not feel safe. I have a neighborhood watch picture that's been there since I was a little kid, and we've never had a neighborhood watch program in our fucking neighborhood.
No.
But that sign's been there for years.
They just randomly put them up as a quote-unquote deterrent.
What if that was like a community thing? Like you'd gather around and like someone in the neighborhood would watch the neighborhood for like Thursdays.
No, there are some.
Someone have Monday, someone have Thursday.
Well,
Tuesday,
yeah, there
Wednesday,
are
Thursday.
Actual communities where they do full-on neighborhood watch.
Yeah, like gated communities, which is so fucking stupid.
No, not even gated communities. There are some communities, though, very few and far between, and they have neighborhood watch meetings. And, like, every night they have a list of who's doing patrol, this and that.
Those are the same places they have, like, homeowners associations.
Yeah.
It'd be the same meeting.
No, because a lot of those places actually have security now.
Even so, there'll be no need for that. Just call McGruff the crime dog. Wake up, Eric.
Forgot it's Gruff.
It was just funny you say it, because you notice you don't even see McGruff the crime dog anymore. You still see Smokey the bear, but whatever happened to McGruff?
I haven't seen him since junior high.
He just called Smokey.
Actually, elementary.
Even though it sounds stupid, his actual name is just Smokey.
Who, the bear?
The bear.
Yeah.
Scruff, McGruff.
He's
Chicago,
a bear.
Illinois, 606.
But it's not Smokey the Bear. It's just Smokey.
Okay, well, the point is you still see him and not McGruff. That's what I was saying. And then he said, no, he's just called Smokey. I'm like, what?
I heard McGruff got kidnapped.
Smokey, make pot.
McGruff got put down.
Yeah.
Too many drug raids, enough sniffing out the coke. He kind of lost
He got
it.
Mistaken for a flasher. Walking around with that fucking trench coat and shit.
With yeah, that he deep was kind of he was creepy. Yeah, the fucking little the hat and everything, and the trench coat.
He pretty much looked like the neighborhood watch.
I know those songs. He did. The Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois 60652.
That's the thing you call to get the, like the things you write to get the information. Wow, you remember that?
I remember that.
Oh, I just thought that was like a little bit after your time.
I didn't even remember the Scruff part.
Yeah. Oh, he had this little fucking partner, didn't he? Didn't he have a little small kid? Mm. Like a nephew or some shit?
I know he's Scruff. In the trouble?
He,
I know he's Scruff.
He was
McGruff.
The one he like.
I think so,
him.
Yeah.
I know he's
like,
Scruff.
He's the one he's about Scruff. To get like taken away by the stranger in the van. He's like, he stops him.
Or you guys remember the bee one?
No.
A bee?
The
nasal mix bee?
No,
yeah. The one I want to go fuck your nostrils.
Where the bees and they play basketball and the other ones are all high.
And no, I don't no. remember that. No. It's a fucking Honey Nut Cheerios.
This
commercial?
Is after. This is after. Jason, this is after our time.
No,
I still watch a lot of cartoons
yeah,
for a long
still
time.
Pretty
There's
old.
No way, dude.
No, this is
the Honey Hemp Cheerios. That's what it is.
No, this is a drug. Like the drugs and stuff commercial. It's like with bees and they're playing basketball and the little drunk bees can play and stuff. And they're on heroin and shooting and stuff.
They're on some Honey Jack.
honey jack, yeah.
What the hell you want? Nothing, honey.
He starts beating his wife instead.
Not funny.
Sting her off and starts beating her like a
Parrish,
fucking mallet.
You want to sit there?
Yeah, I'm good here. I'm good.
Yeah, Eric's falling asleep. You can take over the mic for him.
I think Eric wants to go home.
I can't go home.
He can't. He's stuck.
Oh,
here.
That's right. I think
he's
Eric
stuck.
Wants
that's
to go pass
That's why he's so bored, like I'm
again.
Stuck here.
Hmm? He wants to go pass out on my floor again.
Yeah.
Tighten
you know,
your belt.
You know how hard it is.
Tighten
right?
your belt.
Yeah, you know how hard it is to get like busy with my wife and I got this fucking douche on my floor?
You know how hard it is to get busy with wife just in general?
Yeah, I know.
First,
funny
because
that silence came out, after.
Yeah. That's how it sounds sucks. In bed, too.
It's funny, but it's true.
Unfortunately.
How true.
So how's your guys' week? 2 weeks since we haven't done a show.
Yeah. 2 weeks. It's been a week.
Very celibate.
A lot of fighting. Okay.
You weren't even there for the fight. Shut the fuck up.
Mine's been okay. Just
don't act like you were there. You're too busy shaving that, like shaving around before you have that fucking mustache grown out.
Yeah.
Put a Miracle-Gro on it.
I'm sorry. I was spying on the elementary school when that happened.
That's cruising the like school parking lots.
Don't listen to Parrish. You look good.
I don't even believe that. The thing, I'm serious.
You look good. Yeah. I like it.
Who was he saying that to on the episode?
I think he was talking to Meg.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Or when Meg says, I'm going to go kill herself, and then Brian's all looking, no, oh, don't do it. I'm going to kill it. No, please.
No, don't do that. No.
Okay, do it.
I could probably make this mustache look good if I had an eyebrow pencil.
No, you couldn't.
You're going to fill it in, make it a little darker, make it a little more noticeable.
That would just make it look a bit more creepy.
Do like Ben's, make it like a little
get one of
like
those like eyelash
fucking
brushes and put it in there, and make it thicker.
Or do it like Ben's, like a fucking
yeah,
thin
you
little
need to go
line.
To a club for men and get a transplant to fill it out.
Get the hair from the back of your head, just say.
Or just transplant some of fucking Steve's hair in the back of his neck to your mustache.
Mustache hair plugs.
It's not there anymore. I fixed it.
Well, Parrish was trying to check it out. My head was turning with
For
fog.
Those of you who are listening, the back of Steve's neck actually has a bald spot.
Oh, it's trimmed, yeah. I can't work with that.
Yeah, there's a nice square patch in the back of my neck that doesn't grow hair. Ooh.
Never noticed that. Well, you never grow hair. That's why. It's always shaved.
Because Steve's
yeah,
a Nazi.
That's the most hair I've seen you wear in, like, a long
time. What? That's fake.
Is it
toupee, yes.
He's all touching it.
Wow, that's a,
it's like a sheep.
That's a nice rug you got there, man.
I got it off eBay. You should belong to William.
You talking about his head or the...
Yeah.
It's a carpet design.
Like I said, you used to belong to Shatner, man.
I think he's talking about
got a
Steph.
Good price for it.
And he says, nice rug you got there, Steve.
Is that patch they put on Ted Danson? I like that in the last episode of Cheers. They had that little pre-show part, and they have that patch in the back of his bald spot in the back of his head, and they're all hairspraying it into the rest of his head.
You know the guy from House actually, he's bald, or he has a big old bald spot in the back of his head. They covered up for the show.
Really?
Yeah.
You, Lori?
Yeah, he has a big ass bald spot in the back of his head. They just covered up for the show.
You know what's funny is you watch him do the role of House, and it suits him. He plays the character well. But then go and watch him play the dad in Stuart Little. It's like complete fucking opposites. It's weird to see
that is
the
him,
same
isn't
guy.
It?
Yeah, it's weird to see that. It's the same fucking guy.
Is it really? Man, he looks like shit now, doesn't he?
Well, that's the way he's supposed to look for the show and everything.
Does he have his accent
in
that movie?
Looks like shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
He does, actually.
Yeah, but he's like higher voice, and he's all nice and everything. It's just fucking weird.
There's like an episode where he's on the Emmys, and he's in there with fucking... he's in there with Zach Braff, and he introduces the fucking, you know, the nominees and shit, and Zach Braff just staring at him, like, the whole fucking time. It's like, okay, so we're doing British accents, huh? So Zach Braff starts doing a British accent. It's like, no, this is my real voice. Like, sure. And he starts doing his own fucking version of a British accent for the nominees just to fuck with him. But the whole time he's talking, just Zach Braff just, like, slowly turns his head and just starts staring at him. Because it was a trip when you actually if you really hear him talk, it's like, well, that's not a fucking House.
Yeah.
Is he fucking around?
I think it's funny for the Emmys, they decided to get two TV doctors to do that.
Yeah. Two polar opposite shows, though.
Yeah, one's all comedy, the other's like serious drama and shit.
It's never lupus. That's all you know. Watch House, that's the only answer. It's still not lupus. That's as far as my joke can go about House, because I barely watched House. Lupus. I used to not care for House, but like I watched. Yeah, it's okay. But I had to watch it, so...
No, it's all right. It's not a bad show. It's just I've never really committed to sit and watch it.
No. How did they wreck fucking Kumar for that, though? I don't understand that.
Well, they also had him on a couple episodes of 24, like three seasons ago as well.
Kumar?
Yeah.
What's his real name?
Something Arabic. I don't know.
Eric, he's your brother. What the fuck's the name?
Yeah, I know. Actually, my nickname used to be Kumar.
Because it's very similar to your real name.
It's just,
that makes a lot of sense, actually.
My brother's friends when I still hang out.
Well, that really makes sense, considering that when Kumar was on 24, he was a terrorist.
What movie was the movie he didn't talk? It was a really big movie, but he, like... He had a really good scenes, but like he didn't talk pretty much the whole movie.
I have no
idea.
He
ended up getting shot and died. And he like he was part of the, wasn't part of a terror. Well, it was a terrorist group, but they're not terrorists. Like
that one Arabic guy is on a lot of shows too. He's actually on, was he on House too?
Yeah, we just said that.
About. He's the one who blows his brains out. That's how they kill his character off.
He commits suicide?
It wasn't Kumar, was it?
I didn't know that.
Really?
That because he went to go work for Obama and shit.
So
they had suddenly
that.
Had to fucking figure out a way to get rid of him.
He was in the group.
Just find him dead.
Yeah, he was in the group with the hot girl,
Yeah, when House was training all the new.
Yeah,
doctors
he was training all the doctors.
And yeah, he was one
and
of the new
doctors. He had that fucked up test that he was kept on doing everyone.
But fucking like, they just one day he just blew his brains out, and they had this. They started talking like he was depressed all the time. They made it like he was always had this depression problem, even though like
I blame it on
there
House.
Was no sign of this throughout any other episode. Just sudden like this is how we get rid of the guy. He's depressed, could handle the job or whatever the fuck. But yeah, he just
now didn't it turn out too that one of those students that he was teaching actually wasn't a student, never went to fucking med school or nothing, but he was really smart and knew the shit in medical, and so House decided to keep him on anyways.
I don't know.
Oh. I only briefly saw that story arc. I saw a few episodes in that story arc, and I thought one of the guys was like that.
No, he pretty much keeps a really close team for himself, but I don't know if those people have that kind of history. But, again, I just haven't watched the whole fucking show, but I don't remember anybody having that story.
Well, I thought one of the
I figured someone who I was watching with would tell me, like, yeah, his story is, and, like, you know, it didn't happen, so.
I know for a while House actually went to the loony bin.
See, I stopped watching... Thankfully, stopped watching that, having to watch that show when that season was going
to
start.
Why did you have to watch it in the first place?
His ex.
She who will not be named.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. So we'll just.
It was like a Harry Potter thing there. She who will not be named.
She's going to come back and kill it. If you say her name, she's going to come out of the fucking computer and start killing us.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
It's worse than watching the tape on the ring. At least that you get 7 days.
I would still just go to work every day and jerk off when I get home. It's like I waste the 7 days.
I wait till you get home.
I jerk off everywhere. I only got 7 days to live. Fuck it.
Oh, good, a stoplight.
I'd eventually run out of cum.
Now, I'm curious. Wouldn't
can
a way,
you run out of cum?
No, not that. Wouldn't a way
you can.
To be around that trick? Oh, you would know?
Yeah.
I've run out of cum.
Wouldn't a way to be around to get around that whole 7 day thing is just to not be around a fucking television? Considering that's how she comes out and kills you, is through
no,
television?
No, you can't. You really can't not be around a television.
Sure
point.
You would.
A monitor would just feel the same thing.
Why would you even need a monitor? Just go up to the fucking woods, live in a cabin like a fucking hermit. You have no screens, no nothing.
I think that some find some, well, maybe. But you don't know this is going to happen. You think it's a myth.
Why not? In fucking Japan.
You'd have
the
to
original,
believe. You,
the
no one really
Japanese
believes it's
version,
real.
They have five fucking films. You figure by then somebody would have caught on.
It's not a film thing. It's this myth about a tape that does that.
No, I'm saying is they have five.
And you don't even
no,
really.
They have. I'm saying in Japan, they actually have like five movies. Whereas here in America, we have The Ring and The Ring 2.
That's
the original
not the
Japanese
point.
Series, there's five of them. You figure out of all those movies, at some point, people would have caught on to what's going on.
That's stupid, Steve. You just not really missed the point. Because in that universe, it's just a myth about a tape. The fact that people have a tape going around is the first stupid part of that because no one has tape somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a mystery stream on some fucking obscure website.
Yeah, in this day and age.
That you will die if you watch,
age, you figure somebody
if you
would
watch
have,
that porn. DVD.
You figure somebody would have somehow uploaded that to YouTube. Yeah.
It's a, and eventually in this, well, if they made a three,
yeah,
that would be the thing.
With the ring.
Someone just uploaded it to YouTube.
So what, then she starts coming out of computers?
Again, it's the same thing. It would easily come out of a computer.
That almost sounds like the plot for Pulse.
Never watched it.
Don't.
You keep hitting your head in that, and you fucking, you can hear the buzzing beginning. Dude, you know that, right?
He's nodding off.
He's nodding off. That's I know, dude. We should have gave him a Coke. Actually, we just have Coke right here. You want to drink some of that?
I don't
want a line of that.
I don't want a line of that. You beat me to it.
Once I said, I already thought I should have said
why
that.
Don't just go, why don't you just go to sleep on my floor and
I don't know why. I don't know why I was dying. Like I was fine until like 10 minutes.
You
need
to take your nap. That's
what
why, because you woke up early.
That.
You woke me up.
I did wake you up.
Because I was like, yeah, you woke me up today. It's like you still want to go to that dart tournament. And I was like, nope. Like 15 minutes went by. I was like, you still want to go? I was like, I'm awake now.
What?
Your fucking ass woke me
up. What happened is I hung up on you, and then you wanted to see if I was actually leaving.
Yeah.
And then I told
well,
you
once
no. I was like, that was like 2 minutes afterwards.
Nah.
I didn't even know.
I waited till like, it was 11, and then I waited till 11:15.
That was like 2 minutes afterwards.
I waited till 11:15.
So I was playing Gears of War when you told
me. See, I didn't even know about this dart tournament. How come you fuckers didn't include me on this?
There's a weight limit.
Apparently, non-caffeinated soda does not improve his disposition.
Yeah, but he's not throwing out random shit. His brain's not going 100 miles an hour just saying anything.
Thank God.
But, yeah.
Still just as much a dick.
It was a tiny bar. Anyways, no. Well, I saw him earlier. I saw him yesterday, the day before. Told him about it. I didn't think much about it. It's like, want to go? I was like, fine.
Yeah,
but it was it ended up being fucking all day.
Yeah, I didn't think it was gonna be that long. That's why
I thought we'd been out a lot earlier.
Like an,
because then I have time to do
maybe
shit.
Like an hour or two, but we were there for like ever.
Well, at first, because when we got there, there was only like a handful of people. I was like, oh, this won't last. Like maybe yeah, an hour or two. Then more people started showing up.
Yeah, they just kept.
And the shit
and
didn't
coming.
Even start until like. An hour and a half after he told me the real start time,
like it started like at 1:40.
I was like, we got to be there at, you know, at 12:15 to sign up.
I was on rush. We're like missing the wrong exits and shit.
Yeah, his GPS kept fucking him over, and he missed the fucking exit. We're halfway to fucking DeVore.
Yeah, we started going towards like fucking Cal State and shit.
Yeah, even though, like, your directions were really fucked. We could just took the regular way up fucking the 210. Instead, it had to take us the fucking down the down the other way, the 210, to the 10, to the 215.
And back to the 210?
Take your back. Well, once you miss the exit,
take
back
your complaints
to 210.
Up to my GPS.
The shitty BlackBerry GPS. Yeah.
The Sprint navigation.
Yeah, there's a problem.
Shut, yours was fucking retarded, too, on Thursday.
I did figure out why. Because that little man, you're not supposed to pay attention to that. You're supposed to pay attention to the actual dot that's moving.
Whatever. It was all stupid.
So I did figure out why that should be. There's another night where we're hanging out, we're trying to find someone's house.
Yeah, that happened to us too when we first tried to find Chris Allen's house. And he kept going past.
Well,
the
that was different.
Street,
I wasn't using MapQuest that time.
I didn't even need MapQuest for that shit. That was the easiest fucking house to fucking find.
You weren't with us.
I know. No, when I told you guys to come over that day.
Yeah, we didn't know where it was.
Oh, you just go down.
We were one house off. Because it's saying you're here already.
You go down 3rd Street all the way until you tip a canoe, make a left, and then two streets, you make a right. And
I know where to find those streets. I just know where the house was, nor what it looked like.
You just call me and I'll come outside.
Well, we ended up doing that. And we were finding, like, we're just one house off.
I didn't even come outside either.
I was like, see all the cars? It was like, yeah, it's that house. Which is actually stupid why we didn't figure
that
out.
Well, the other thing you have to remember is we were coming in from In-N-Out. You know, Jason figured while we're in the area, he's going to stop there.
No, you went back to the Bell and got a call later. That was that night we went to In-N-Out, is it?
No, I was joking.
Oh. That was still a good night. That was, even though I didn't get a chance to really enjoy it, I think that was some good In-N-Out.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
See, I don't like going to get something to eat that I've been craving. There was, like, one day Steve and I were hanging out at the fucking Bell.
You know what my favorite In-N-Out is? No In-N-Out.
I like a lot of In-N-Out.
Especially when it's warm and wet between some thighs.
Christmas and Thanksgiving. Why are you guys laughing?
Continue with your story.
That makes no sense.
You're
to anybody
stupid.
Besides us.
Continue with your story.
That's it. That's the
you
story.
Were there. You could actually pick up the story if you wanted to.
It's your story. You're telling the tale. Go for
and
it.
And then wasn't Steve started touching your leg?
That's how he paid for his meal. That's how he got animal style fries.
It's called a happy
I didn't get animal style fries. I had regular fries. I paid for my own shit, thank
and
you.
And it wasn't good enough, huh?
He wanted to make it a
happy. It was subjective.
He wanted to make it a happy meal.
After the burger, I didn't even eat the fries. I gave them to you.
So now you're wasting food?
No, I gave them to a skinny fucker.
No, I know Jason wouldn't eat all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can get a 4x4 more if they don't allow anything bigger anymore, but 4x4 and fucking animal style fries and a shake.
Back in the day, Jason used to sit and eat a fucking 8x8.
But you can only eat two slices of pizza.
I've never bought an 8x8. Once, expensive.
You put that in your mouth.
But I've had as big as about, the biggest I think I've had is about
but you
six.
Can only, but you can only eat two slices of supposedly baked pizza since all pizzas are baked, but that's what Jason describes it as.
Not all of them are baked. Some are grilled.
We were talking
you
about.
You don't go to a fucking restaurant and they don't make grilled pizza at a restaurant. I've never been to a restaurant with a fucking grill
it.
A pizza.
They have like the lines in it.
That's your personal thing that you grill a pizza.
We were talking about having like, could they make a deep fried pizza?
Yeah, there is actually deep fried pizza too.
Not a calzone.
No, I'm not talking about calzone. That's baked as well.
But we're talking about like.
I've actually watched specials on restaurants, what they do.
I don't
want to
hear what
anything.
You watch. What do you actually experience?
This is
hear.
What more
no,
or less,
I want to experience. That's
it's
the thing.
It's not watch, it's jerk off too.
Yeah, no, yeah. You have to deep fry his shirt and eat
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Randy Marsh in South Park, right? Oh, yeah, that's totally me. Anyways, no, who? This place will.
The internet episode.
I know. Shut the hell up.
No, actually, it's a Food Network episode.
It's South Park. I
oh, you put
everything.
The glaze on there?
Well, no, there are places.
I thought you meant the no internet one.
I've seen that,
stuff.
Yeah.
That's also what it's like when you watch the Food Network.
Well, no, there are places they'll deep fry anything. And, yeah, they'll have fucking pizza there, too. You order pizza, and they'll take slice, they'll batter it and deep fry it.
I've seen that. That's a restaurant in New York, and they'll. You bring in. You can bring in your own food.
You could also bring in your own shit, and they'll do it too. Yeah.
Yeah, you bring in your own food, and they'll do. But they started small. I think they had the deep fried pickles.
Isn't there a health hazard with all that shit? Bringing your own food.
There's a health hazard.
Well,
with
it's your food.
Anything.
It's your food. They make it so it's pretty much within temperature to kill most of everything.
Yeah.
Even flavor.
Flavor's the first casual.
But like we're talking about pizza. If you made a pizza, because he's saying it should be a frozen pizza, which makes a lot of sense. Because if you put a regular pizza in, most of the stuff is going to start floating,
just going
especially
everywhere.
The cheese.
Well, no, you got to batter it first. That's the thing. You don't want it frozen, but you want it cold.
And then I said, like, you make it. We're not battering, but we make
you
it
want
in the fridge for
a little bit
in the back in the walk-in freezer, and then took it out, and then fucking deep fry it.
You don't want to deep fry anything frozen.
See, this is the only way we can think to put the cheese together. You're saying to batter it. We're saying not
battering
anything.
You have to batter it.
No, we're not
saying
that.
Otherwise, all your cheeses and toppings are gone.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. Like, there's no other way to do it unless it's frozen, because I think if it's frozen, it will stay together.
No, because it's still going to heat up and everything's going to come right off. The problem is if it's frozen.
Do it fast.
You flash fry it.
Oh, no, those ones that have the clamps on it.
That might work, too. You flash fry it.
They have clamps, so they hold top and bottom.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Put that on the pizza and just shove that shit in there?
I don't think that'd work either.
I mean, once you lift the clamp up, it's going to start stretching.
And even flash frying, you don't want to fry anything that's frozen, irregardless.
Okay, but like we're trying to figure out how can you make a deep fried pizza?
The only way to
without
do it is batter. That's the only way to
batter
do it.
My fucking pizza.
That's
though.
The only way to. Do
I
it.
I want to see if we can just dip a fucking slice of pizza and clamp it down and fucking put it in there.
I don't think that would work.
It sounds good. No, fuck no. It sounds good.
Jason, go my slice of pizza.
You know it sounds kind of good.
No, it's mine.
I've always wanted to try that.
No, you said I can have it at the bar.
I've always wanted to try it.
I was joking then.
I've always wanted to try a deep fried.
You're so deceiving.
You're the fair.
Yeah, I've never
been. Pomona Fair is still going.
I've
go there
been,
right now.
I've never been to the Pomona Fair, the LA Fair, nothing. I've never been to a place that has deep fried Snickers. And it's
the LA Fair is the Pomona Fair.
Oh, I didn't
I've
know.
Had plenty
I've
of deep fried Snickers.
I never have.
I've never wanted that. It sounds disgusting.
To me it sounds good.
My mom's friend's food truck makes deep fried Snickers. Every time I go there, I get one.
Oh, Food Truck Festival, October in Ontario.
Yes, they're working it. My mom's food truck's working
Your mom is working it.
Yeah, mom's food truck's working it. Oh, don't let me talk about mom jokes. I met your mom right now. And I was actually going to ask, hot or not.
I think that's off limits.
My mom can sing. Fuck you. I see your mom do a song.
My mom can sing, scream, whatever she wants. I don't care.
Eric would like to see your mom scream.
I can't fuck it with Steve, though. It's like, say hi to my mom. Don't be fucking rude, you piece of shit. I'd say I call a piece of shit. I said, don't be a fucking, what'd I call you?
A piece of shit.
No, I didn't call you a piece of shit. I called you like fucker
right,
or something.
Right when I seen her, I said hi, I kissed her hand.
Yeah, but like Steve was like, you did that, but at the same time, Steve was just standing there. It's like, what the fuck? Like, say hi to my mom. Well, they'll be fucking rude.
I'm your friend and that's your mom. It's on you to introduce us.
I have manners. That's why. Steve wasn't grown up right.
He wasn't, like, the whole point was just to make him embarrassed.
I wasn't embarrassed.
It's a Spanish thing. It's a Spanish thing. White people are rude.
No, I told you straight out in front of your mom. It's your on you to introduce us.
White people are rude.
That's pretty much how it was. Yeah.
Excuse me for not being a beaner.
Well, she didn't like you or your song.
I know. That doesn't faze me one bit.
I was already pointing you guys out. I was like, yeah, that's Eric.
Yeah, that'd I was going nice say, to say, although although I'm surprised she apparently already heard of me or something. Because when you introduced her, even she, you're Steve.
Well, because she knows I go to, like, well, she doesn't know who my friends are, really. But she knows I go to their houses. Like, oh, I'm hanging with
Steve.
I hang out with Eric. Well, she doesn't know who any people fucking are, and she knows as much, like, I do a show with them, but she's never met my friends.
I heard her tell Jason.
The only friend she really knows of that is my friend is pretty much Tim.
I heard her telling Jason, like, Steve's panza mucho grande.
This is like her broken Spanish, and she's trying to talk to you.
I wear big pants.
What?
Then you clean o the toilet o. Make sure you wash o.
Everything I said was
all the clothes o.
Everything I said was actual Spanish.
No, but you say it like really slow, like you're a Mexican person, a white person trying to talk to a Mexican person.
I'm half asleep.
Like a person who's in Spanish 1 in high school.
No, just like anyone who's going to talk to a Mexican person. Just talk really loud and put an O on everything. Because I don't understand you. Oh. Because talking louder really helps. Yeah, thank you. It really processes this language barrier we have.
I don't understand your language, O.
Yeah. But you like yelling in their face.
No cash O for you, O. You lazy oasso.
Que?
Queso?
No, white people still know what cheese is. Point being right here. You can talk anything to a fucking white person. You say queso, they know something about cheese. White people love cheese in any way. And they know Mexicans put cheese on everything. They know about cheese.
Yeah. Cheese is good.
Okay. What about cheese?
Good.
See? Again.
Damn white people.
I know. Fuck them.
Fuck them in the ass.
Kill them.
Kill them all.
Kill them all and their fucking...
Perish.
Fucking
kill Steve.
Pedal mustaches.
Perish what?
You're one to talk.
Perish what?
You had one last week.
Perish what race? That was a lot. That was more than a week.
Yeah, it was more than a week.
At most, it was 2 weeks.
Mine was like hipster ironic.
Perish what?
No, it was not.
What race are you, Perish?
I'm a fucking mutt.
So you're racist?
He's white.
That's what race you are? Racist?
No, I'm a mutt.
You're white.
I've never heard of mutt. Where do you hail from? From Muttistan or?
Mudistan, yeah.
He's Munich.
The pronunciation's Mudistan.
That's Jewish.
So. Fucking Jew.
Castilian Spanish, Irish, French.
Your people killed Jesus.
So did yours.
You guys take
that's
all comers.
Just what I know about. Yeah, that's just what I know.
About. There's two jokes in there. Think about that. So we call it Way Homer. You got that one too. Steve's laughing right now because he fucking got it.
I thought he was out of breath.
Yeah. That's just the depths of my hilarity.
That's not.
But
that's
what else?
Pretty shallow, actually.
It's shallow. 80s movies and shit like that. I'll keep up. Don't worry about it. I got those bad fucking slippers, the slip on shoes and shit like that. Bunch of badass kids. Yeah, I got it. Friends from jail.
Yeah.
Got plenty of those.
When they go to fight, they like to break out in song and dance.
Like West Side Story?
That's how you rumble, bitch.
By snaps.
Start snapping your fingers. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Those are the cool gangs right there. Don't mess with those guys.
Like they say, when you're a jet, you're a jet.
No mess with the fucking T-Birds. Hey, you know I want to catch some shit with the pink ladies.
Yeah, chances are you fuck with the pink lady. You probably are going to catch some shit.
Double entendre. Buzzing.
As long as you don't fucking knock up Rizzo.
I don't know. Frenchie.
Yeah, I know.
Frenchie was all right.
Frenchie, yeah.
She
needs to go back to high school.
She's a beauty school dropout.
Beauty school dropout. Yeah. Come on, Parrish, don't do that.
Come on, Frankie Avalon, school. Come on.
You should do that song.
Yeah.
Beauty school dropout.
I think you'd be good at that.
Can you do that song? You think you do that song?
Play the song. You got to play the song that you want Parrish to sing later.
Okay, yeah, we have a thing with Parrish. We try to think of fucked up songs when we're not around. Actually, we're not around.
Dance.
We're not around you, but a lot of times we think of songs just for you to
like,
sing.
Oh, Parrish would be good. Parrish would be good.
And this comes up a lot too.
I
we think
hear,
like
I
this would be funny
him.
To hear Parrish sing it.
I want to hear him do one of the David Bowie songs from the Labyrinth. He sounds like that anyways when he does karaoke. He does.
He
can,
he
Goblin
pull
baby,
like
dancing in the streets.
Well, it depends. Who's going to do Mick
David
Jagger?
David Bowie and Mick Jagger.
Oh, that was the worst music video ever. Have you seen the music
you
video?
Don't see worse.
I've seen the music video from the Family Guy episode.
No, it's even worse. That's an actual remake, too.
Yeah, it's a remake of a song, too.
Terrible
like,
song.
Yeah, Mick Jagger with his fucking
like,
tennis ball colored fucking shoes. Yeah.
And they both look like they're about ready to fuck each other
in
the whole video.
Like,
it's
like,
a music video of nothing. It's just them fucking doing nothing.
It's them dancing in the streets.
They're not even dancing. They're just like gone. It's like
it's arm grinding each other.
Like arm, like grinding and arm movements.
They look like they're about ready to fuck each other in that video.
Especially when you get right in their faces, like just doing that fucking face
wave.
They're half an inch apart as they're singing. You're just waiting to see them slip each other the tongue.
God, David Bowie's hot.
Only on Labyrinth.
Seriously, I want to hear. Parrish,
you could probably pull off a David Bowie song.
Yeah, yeah. I like David Bowie. I could sing a couple of his songs.
No one cares what you like, Parrish. You're singing anyway.
We're thinking of songs for you, not what you songs you like.
Yeah.
No. I can't think of a David Bowie song other than Library of the Harpy Dancing Space.
Be so cruel.
Guy from the fucking one of the Kevin Smith podcasts, not the Smodcast, the Hollywood Babylon.
Uh-huh.
That guy does a lot of voices. He does a fucking good David Bowie one. It's pretty generic, but it sounds like him.
You know, it was a good song. As
Ralph Garman for reference.
As David Bowie. You ever heard of that song, Johnny? Or Johnny's American, something like that?
Johnny be good.
No.
Oh.
Sing it.
My boyfriend's back, Johnny?
No.
What?
Pretty much the whole chorus he's sitting there's like, I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid I can't help it. It's really weird. The whole video, though, it's David Bowie running away in a dark city, and he's running from Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails. He's got Trent Reznor in the video.
So would I.
Yeah, he's got Trent Reznor in the video, and the whole video is just David Bowie trying to run away from Trent Reznor.
He's all yelling, I want to fuck you like an animal. He has a pig head as he's chasing him. He's wearing that pig mask from Saw.
Speaking of which, last night I finally watched the last Saw movie. Now that's on Netflix for streaming.
It is. I lost my Netflix.
Oh, did you?
How did you lose it?
Well, because
Tim pays bill.
He canceled it.
Tim.tm.
Tim.tm. For Parrish, my best friend. We referenced him because he said, like, if you're going to say my name, he trademarked his own name.
Yeah.
Hmm. And so if you say his name, you grab him a quarter. So we owe him a bunch of money. He owes me more money.
Yeah.
So, from a lifetime of being his friend.
So we're just kind of getting to where it's paid off.
So
he
was, in my mind, he's paying that off by giving me a free Netflix account. He's doing it for me, my buddy. But in my mind, it's like, yeah, like, I'm never going to hit you up for money later on when you're doing well for yourself because you gave me this free Netflix account. But he... One day, I was watching South Park all night, pretty much almost still for like 8 o'clock in the morning. I fall asleep, I wake up at like noon, and fucking, 4 hours of sleep. And then like, I turn on fucking Netflix, and it says, would you like to renew your account?
Oh.
So the first thing I do, call him up, is like, so you canceled your Netflix account, huh? He got tired of the price jack up and shit like that.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Like, I see people hate it. It's a 50% jack up. Because you're paying
60%.
That's an exaggeration. It's pretty much if you be grandfathered in, even though the people were saying like you should be grandfathered in, well, like you can be for $7.99 for both.
Yeah.
Any new people, I think it's a little bit more up to be 60%, so $8.99 or $9.99 or whatever. I don't know the math right now off my head, but yeah.
And that's the thing, because percentage wise, it really wasn't that much of an increase,
but. It is a dramatic increase from my mind, but no, because Hulu is $7.99 streaming only. They don't have a DVD service.
Exactly.
But most people I know who have the DVD section, they still have DVDs for months.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, I have a, like, you could be like, this is an outrage because they jacked their fucking price.
Yeah,
I get that.
You're not paying any late fees, though, for having these movies for X amount of time. If you're at any other video store and you held onto it for that long, imagine how much you're paying in late fees.
Most people I know just rely mostly on streaming, and if you want something extra, or if you're going to do something, or I'm going to be away for a while, yeah, I'll have two movies, movies, like newer movies, because you can't get them always on DVD, or a movie I haven't seen for a while.
Yeah, there are some that you can't get streaming, yeah.
Yeah, like really obscure movies, like I thought about, especially when I was streaming. Like, I was rating movies, so they give me more recommendations. Like, I would rate them, and it's from the ratings, they give you more recommendations. But they only recommended more streaming movies. But, like, to me, like, if that fool doesn't give in, like, because he went to Hulu for the free month trial, he's not liking it.
Who?
Tim.tm.
Oh. Well, no, because there's a lot of stuff you'd be looking up on Hulu that you can still only stream off the computer.
But Hulu, the only thing about Hulu is that they have current TV shows.
Yeah, but again, some of them you can only get, or a lot of them you can still only get off streaming on a computer. You can't do it on the fucking Xbox.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because I had that, the free month trial and everything, and I was looking up shit like Simpsons, all kinds of stuff, and it'd say, we have the videos, but you can only stream them on a computer.
I'll get a fucking computer.
Because apparently, the way Hulu's contracts with these different shows and companies for streaming, the contracts are different from streaming on an Xbox as opposed to streaming on a computer.
That's stupid. But you're paying $79.99, and plus you'll get like a whole season of a show, plus all their current new episodes. These are shows that came out the next day from that show. That is good. But I'd be willing to pay both of those.
Oh, me too. Have it does cable. Nothing for movies and stuff like that.
Especially since they started getting... But they're going to lose Showtime. They currently still have Showtime shows. Can you confirm this, Eric?
You can't. He's asleep.
I'm asleep.
Just about. I'm watching Bob and his head. I'm watching Bob's head up and down like he's sucking a cock.
Is Dexter on there?
On who? No way.
No, on Netflix.
No.
Netflix of the first... Two seasons,
as of when? Because I looked up not that long ago.
I already heard they're on there, but they'll be gone by the end of the year.
No, there's two seasons on there, Dexter.
I'll check it out again.
Check it out. Hey, you still have a Netflix account?
Yeah.
Watch The Breaking Bad.
I know.
It's
I
there.
Know.
It's one, two, and three.
I know. That's something though that I'm gonna watch with Stephanie. So it's one of those we have to wait until our time coincides to watch it.
He watches kid shows.
Hey, he pretty much does. His brain's turned to mush.
Kinda, but you have kids. I have been rewatching the old '90s X-Men cartoon.
I was watching that, too, for a while.
No, I'm still watching it. I'm on episode 43 or 45 now.
My favorite one is the one, like, when he goes back. It's pretty much, like, the same way as the X-Men movie, where he goes back to when he's fucking the test subject.
Oh.
And he has all these fake memories, like, memories that are real. He couldn't figure out which ones are real and, like, which ones are fake. And once he thought were real, then he finds us, like, the cabin, which he's with, what's their fucking name?
I know you're talking about because that's when the Canadian Force, whatever they're called, tried to repossess the skeleton.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they. I'm way past that. I just now finished up the Dark Phoenix saga.
Yeah, that was a good season, too.
Well, that was only four episodes.
Age of Apocalypse, that's a good one, too. The Apocalypse one?
Well, there's quite a few of Apocalypse ones, but I'm
just... The Time one.
Yeah, I'm getting to that one with Cable and all that. Yeah, because that one's like seven episodes.
Is it Cable?
Cable, yeah.
Who is the who is the guy? Okay, you'll find out. But who is the guy at the end? Cable's walking through that time section, and this other guy keeps popping up.
You have two different time travelers. There's Cable and Bishop.
Well, Cable's just stuck in this time thing. He's outside of time at that point.
No, it's not that he's outside of time. What he is in his own time, he's fighting Apocalypse, but he also goes back in time to join the X-Men.
Oh, no, I'm talking Bishop. I'm talking about Bishop then. Bishop's walking through that fucking little yellow brick road.
Oh, yeah.
And that one weird guy keeps popping up. At the very end, you'll find out he's some other guy. Sorry for spoiling it for you, but you've already seen this.
I've seen almost all of them.
But when you see it, he changes to somebody else. Tell me who that guy is. He changes.
What's he look like? Because I remember
big guy, green fucking shit. Like, I like...
Well, because I remember...
Cape. Like, he'll change, laugh, and it'll cut away. It's really fast.
Does he have, like, white face, sharp teeth, and red diamonds for it? So it's not sinister.
No, it's not. I already know it's not sinister. Sinister's already... Well, he runs away. Like
I'm trying to remember how far into it that one is, because I know there was a big part where Bishop...
You won't
had
find to... out to the very last episode of that section.
Well, again, I'm trying to remember which season and which story arc.
This is the one where... Apocalypse is in the center of time, the axis of time.
Oh, no. Okay, he's not in the axis of time. I know what you're talking about. No, it's after he gets Apocalypse is defeated and everything, he's stuck in the...
It's the axis of time.
No, it's not the
he
axis.
He makes that planet
it's
for
not the axis of time. He's stuck in the...
He's
stuck in the astral planes. It's the astral planes, which is pretty much like a complete mental thing.
No. Because
that's
where every time travel crosses to meet him, and he's all fucking around with time, and he's grabbing all the psychics.
No, that's part of the astral plane.
The axis of time, because everything has to cross him to go through time.
I think that's still part of the astral plane, because that's, in that episode, I forgot his name, Fabian Cortez, I think it is, who tried to bring down Asteroid M on the Earth. He kidnaps Jubilee and tries to use her as a new vessel to bring back Apocalypse.
No, because not in this. It's like a three or four episode thing.
Oh.
It's not that. It's Cable destroys his fucking pyramid in his time. He steals Cable's time thing, And then he somehow fucking Apocalypse ends up in the center of time. He's stuck there for actually thousands of years, like maybe a thousand years. So he figures out how to fucking
really,
work
that's
himself.
Nothing, that's nothing of time. For but Apocalypse,
for him, it's
is
yeah,
thousands of years anyway.
For him, it's not, and for anybody else, it's not. It's minutes for them.
Yeah.
But he ends up fucking makes his plan to kidnap all the psychics. He tries to kill. He kidnaps fucking.
Are you sure that's Apocalypse and not the Shadow King?
No, it's Apocalypse. This is Apocalypse, Cable, Bishop's in it for like a minute, but he's stuck in this little yellow brick road thing, and this weird guy keeps popping up saying like, I'm the keeper of this fucking place, and like, where the fuck it is? And he's getting pissed at him because he's not really helping him, but he's fucking just has to deal with his ass the whole time he's walking.
Okay, it might still be what I'm getting towards, because I know sometime after that, is when they get into the story arc where Bishop and his sister go back in time and recruit Wolverine and Storm. Storm has a mohawk and everything. They're like married and they're trying to prevent the... and they all go back in time together
They reference that in that.
Uh-huh.
Because as soon as... That's with Bishop, right?
That's with Bishop and his sister, yeah.
When that ends, it's with where Storm and Wolverine are married. And it's like, why are we still fucking here? Because we fucking defeated whoever.
Eric's
fucking snoring in the fucking mic.
Yeah, Eric's sleeping, snoring in the fucking mic.
Dude, he's out cold.
Yeah, you want a mic fucking?
Yeah,
you want a mic?
Yeah, what the hell?
Hold on.
All right, we got to do this careful. I'll give him my mic. I'll give him my mic? Oh, yeah, we ended with Eric passing out, huh? We had to pause for a minute.
Yeah, it may sound a little choppy in this place. Sorry, people. We had to pause it on a recording. Eric was passing out. That was the snoring you heard in the background.
Yeah, snoring directly.
Not too much, but...
We were talking about the old X-Men cartoons and everything.
Yeah, well, we were talking... Well, before you came back and said, like, we're not recording.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you guys doing? It becomes so habit-forming that even sometimes we're not recording or the mics aren't working.
Right.
Everything could be off, but I'll still lean toward the mic to talk.
Yeah, we all do that. We lean to the mic.
This has
to talk
become so like comfortable between us that we just how it goes now.
So, what were you guys talking about as far as the whole Dark Phoenix and this?
Well,
and
he's talking about how he liked X-Men 2 over X-Men 1 and 3.
The movies. I like the second one. I didn't like the first and the third.
Which
one.
I did like the second one. I like the first one because oh my god, it's an X-Men movie, but.
The third one, they just tried to squeeze too much.
You can
much
finish
stuff
Eric's drink if you want. It's a rum and fucking Sprite.
Yeah. So, okay, you didn't like the first one, really.
Well, it was okay.
I like that beginning story where Logan, he's just fighting. But we know what I'm getting.
Oh, that's yours.
Wolverine, alcohol does not affect him, but he's just there fucking drinking shots of fucking whiskey. And then fighting in a bar.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, no. In the first one, though, he's not really sitting there drinking shots. He's doing this. The
no, he's
matches.
Like, you're next, and like you're up for a fight. He duns a shot, then gets up and fucking all slow, and is like, all right, let's do this again because that's my life now.
Well, yeah, but then again, like you said, the alcohol doesn't really affect him.
You have to down like a whole fucking bottle.
I don't even think a whole bottle would really affect him.
I think it'd get you like just. I think that would be equivalent just to a small buzz. For brief amount of time.
I think for him, not even so much, just because how fast his healing factor works and therefore how fast his metabolism must work.
Well, this is two things. Like, one, the ability to chug a whole bottle of fucking booze.
Yeah.
Even if doesn't matter if it's your body will process it fast. Uh-huh. To choke down a fucking bottle of fucking booze.
Gotcha.
But that would enough to get you a slight head change before it's gone. That's like a fucking addict who's so fucking... Like a pill popper who'd only have to take like dozens of pills, just to get that feeling for a brief amount of time.
Yeah, it's like
he'd have to chug that much fucking alcohol in a fast amount of time. But why drink a shot at all?
Yeah,
it's not going to do anything whatsoever to you.
I understand that.
Well, even heroes prove that. Remember the tequila fucking shot contest?
I think it was more just to
you got a drink.
Yeah, I'm good. It's more trying to appear human, appear normal.
Appear like my shitty life now?
Pretty much. But I think it was just, it's more the facade to appear normal so people aren't trying to run him off like they did at the end of that scene in the fucking bar fight where he's, get out of here, mutie type thing.
That'd be awesome. Then, you punch someone in the fist and you have, adamantium fucking, you have adamantium bones. You punch them fist to fist.
Yeah.
There's an ice cube left. You want it?
No, I'm good. I got four.
I'll dump it in the parishes. Here, you want this?
No, you go ahead, man. I'm good.
You going to take that?
I'll take a sip of this.
You know, I liked all of them.
Yeah, that's disgusting. You save it, man. A Sprite and whatever that is.
We knew it was a bad idea. Yeah, we had an idea that, like, Eric has ADD, and he will go really random. So the experiment was that we don't give him caffeine in his fucking drink.
Do you have my lights?
And then see how he is. Yes, I do have your lights back here. Yeah. And see how it go. Well, what happens? He falls asleep.
Yeah, he went out like a...
Yeah.
But like, and he made a nasty drink in the meantime.
Well, because we're sitting there at the fucking liquor store thinking, like, okay, what's a non-caffeinated drink we can give him? And he was like, well, citrus drink, which we knew was citrus drink, but it's just not a good mix. And I even knew a citrus drink with rum, it doesn't work.
The only citrus drink it does work is with Mountain Dew. It works with Mountain Dew.
Yeah, we both know it's a Philly, it's a high caffeinated drink.
Yeah, that's overload the right there. That's the problem, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the shows with Eric, we were just drinking beer as we started the show.
Yeah.
I mean, the tail end of the show, last half hour.
I think one of his problems, though, another thing that made him tired is that he's pretty much been drinking all day at a fucking bar.
No. During the tournament, he had like one beer.
Oh, that's it? Okay.
Because he bought.
Because I've noticed, like, myself, if I'm like steadily drinking throughout a day, not getting drunk, but steadily drinking, and then I've start drinking at night, I get fucking tired.
I've been drinking all day.
Oh, okay.
Because I was there, but I wasn't in the tournament.
Yeah.
So those guys were good. That was intimidating. Yeah. Like, I didn't want to play because these guys, they're not all good, but a lot of these guys are fucking, you know, these guys can hit their fucking shit. If I play, it'd be embarrassing. Too embarrassing. Even the women were better than me. Not that, you know, they're not good women dart players, but, you know, if you're just there with your boyfriend, you're not a good dart player. but they still were better than me, so they were good dart players.
Yeah.
Okay, while we've been talking about the whole X-Men thing, though, and Parrish's love of the second film as opposed to his hate of the first and third.
I didn't hate it.
I'm curious, like, what your opinions are. Like, you know, everybody, of course, to me they're great films, but I do take some issues with them. Everybody seems to, especially if you do know the whole X-Men mythos and genre universe, this and that. I'm curious what your guys' take on the films, what you liked, what you didn't like, stuff like that.
Well, here's the thing for me. With so many superhero movies,
that's where it went.
They just overwhelm the story with too many characters. You know, and that's why the first Iron Man was fantastic, because it didn't overwhelm it with a bunch of characters. The Batmans that Chris Nolan have done are fantastic because he doesn't overwhelm it with a bunch of characters.
Uh-huh.
But that's what my worry is for the next Batman.
But you know, now the Avengers and
it's just rumors that some build up with so many characters.
Yeah, I know. We've discussed that.
You just throw so many, you know, and they're all unusual characters, and so they have to be dealt with in their own way.
These are highly loved characters. But
yeah, I don't see the Avengers being too much of an issue. Just because, you know...
Actually, you know who's going to be in it.
Yeah, you know who's going to be in it. They've got such a huge story arc anyways that you can build a good long movie off of.
What they've done, too, is develop the characters in separate stories. Yeah, and then
exactly.
Them. But the first X-Men, and especially the third one, they just tried to shove too many different stories, too many different characters.
Well, I don't think they really shove too much story. Even character-wise, even from the first X-Men, they've had like a lot of other mutants that if you pay attention to more of the background, what's going on, if you know the X-Men and the characters as that, you can just like, in this character, that one, this and that.
And I'm familiar with a lot of that because I used to read that comic when I was, you know, growing up and everything.
But, uh-huh.
You know, there's just, you only got an hour and a half.
That's exactly. It's not enough to build... A fucking, you know, something.
No,
build this character to you associate or like them or get into this character.
Yeah.
You have an hour and a half for several characters.
Well, actually, I think the movies are both a little over 2 hours.
Even still, like.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Movie-wise, it's not enough.
I get what you're saying. I don't think
even
so much.
Even several movies, it's not enough.
I don't think so much that they.
And you still want these
it.
Characters to be in it, just be done right, but the only way to do it right is not have most of them.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, because I don't think they overdid the characters. It's more some of the ways they went about them, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But, Jason, I'd like to get your take real quick, because you know me. I got long-winded stuff.
So hopefully you won't talk.
Yeah.
No. X-Men 1, I actually did like, but mostly because I was excited there was an X-Men movie. And it's around the time where, you know, things could be done pretty good. Not, you couldn't do those shit, most of the shit for that movie earlier. To sit around Wolverine, okay. It's mostly more of a, both of them, all of them seem more like a Wolverine-based movie.
Yes.
I did like how Magneto stopped that thing. It's like, it's all about you. It's like, no, it's about Rogue. About Anna Paquin. But we'll see her naked later.
Like I'll give
True
you,
Blood.
Yeah. Well, like my
no, people could figure that out themselves, Steve. Yeah. You gotta say that. I'm editing that out.
Oh, okay.
But like with the first Iron Man was just fucking awesome.
Oh, the second one was even better, in my opinion.
I couldn't stand the second.
Oh, one. I loved the second one.
I the thing about the second one is that it started off just right. You know, it started off with him dying. You know, from this blood poisoning.
Yeah,
and I thought that was a totally cool thing that someone who was
fuck
so
you, rich man. It's not blood poisoning.
Well, it was a poisoning from the,
no, it's shrapnel. He has shrapnel slowly moving to his heart.
Right.
By using the device he has in his chest, the magnetic field,
it draws it.
Yeah. No, it doesn't draw it away or nothing. It's like when you take two magnets and you have them on the same side and you push them together, they force each other apart. It's that same effect.
Yeah. Okay.
So it keeps the shrapnel out of his heart to where he doesn't die. That's what that is. I get what you're saying, how they keep that going from the first film. But I like the fact that they had Whiplash in the second film, which, I forgot the actor's name right now, Mickey Rourke did a great fucking job in it.
Yeah, no, I have
great
no,
villain.
I have no...
And then they also introduced War Machine, which was great. They didn't have a huge thing with him. Until, like, the end when they did the final battle, they introduced him, and they had some funny scenes in it with that as well. It was great. And it also helps, in my opinion, to introduce a new film franchise that they could start going, that they can start doing, and have it even more fucking epic, where you got Iron Man, now he's going to be in Avengers. You could still do a side one with fucking War Machine and have it just as cool.
Yeah, I guess where I'm coming from is, because the thing about a comic book is that you're...
Then it does follow, and it does follow the storyline. War Machine comes about because of Iron Man.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. That's absolutely true. But what I'm saying is that if you're doing a trilogy, then I want there to be an arc and for it to develop in certain ways.
Well, they are. They have a third one coming out too next year.
But what I'm saying is that the idea of
2013
a comic book is that you always release comic books, and when you've gone to the point where we got to redo it, you know, so you have these retcons that, you know, you have to go back and you start another line of reality that kind of ignores this.
Why not? Batman did it. Superman's going to do it. Spider-Man's doing it.
Well, what I'm saying is...
Fantastic Four is going to be doing it.
Well.
And I don't blame them. Those two were fucking horrible.
It doesn't mean they're doing it. It doesn't mean it's fucking right. But, again, I can't argue with this because I never watched fucking the Iron Man movies.
No, you know, I get the point of them doing it with Spider-Man. I get that point.
Well, yeah, because the main person fucking not there no more.
Well, the person, the writer, the director, and the man.
Well,
because
they couldn't think of a script. They couldn't think of a villain.
I don't think it was so much that.
And they all dropped out.
I don't think it was so much that. I think biggest reason why Sam Raimi didn't want to do it is because fucking Sony forced his hand in the third film, including Venom. Because he did not want Venom in the film. Sam Raimi knows nothing of...
We've had this conversation.
Yeah, he knows nothing of Spider-Man from the 80s on.
Yeah.
He knew from the 60s and 70s, so he wanted to stick to that. Well, Venom didn't appear until the fucking mid-80s.
Yeah.
He did not want Venom.
I think that would be a good movie with Venom alone.
They had plans to do a spinoff.
And then tack off Maximum Carnage.
The
Maximum Carnage era
of
the 90s. That was a fucking good series.
It was a perfect example of shoving too many characters in.
That itself could be a good movie.
You got the Venom.
But you'd have to introduce them and do the whole fucking movie.
Had it have been done right, it would have been perfect. Where they did it wrong is the fact that Sony forced Sam Raimi's hand. They told him, the fans want Venom. You are going to use Venom. You have no say in this. So he included Venom, but he knows nothing about it. And so he just threw him in as a peh.
Yeah.
That was it. He did it just quite literally as a peh.
Why can't you say it?
That's all he
Sam
wanted.
Raimi,
well, you see, but
writers had to do this.
The Venom would have been
no. Sam Raimi had a big hand in writing. So did his brother, and of course, with him being the director as well,
Jimmy Raimi.
No, and anyway, with Sam Raimi being the director, he could take whatever script and do whatever spin he wants on it, no matter what. He was forced by Sony to use Venom, and he did not want to.
Well,
Whereas in the other two, he had free reign.
He should have scrapped Sandman and just concentrated on Venom.
Oh, no, because Sandman was a great character.
I agree.
And
Sandman
I liked how they did
it.
A
great character, but you can't do him justice when you have two completely
Let's
unrelated
do it like the,
villains.
Think, Let's no, do it like the original Spider-Man, suck him in a vacuum.
Yeah.
Two completely unrelated
Someone got
no,
that.
But the way they Sean went about it was great. Because you get the emotional drawn to Sandman. You understand why he's doing it. Of course, he's being manipulated by Venom in the end to say, look, you're going to, you know, we need to do this. And yeah, Sandman understands, I need to stop Spider-Man in order to make this right. But then at the end, after the friend dies, even Sandman tells him, look, I didn't want none of this. I didn't. I'm not a bad person. And, you know, and that's how it really goes with Sandman in the comics, too.
And
Peter Parker understands that and lets him get away.
And I understand. But what I'm saying is that
they
should have focused on one or the other by trying to put both in
there. They could have put both, and they had no problem doing both. Where they fucked up was their lack of focus with Venom. That was a whole thing that fucked it up, aside from the fact that they used way too much dialogue in that film. That led to nothing. I mean,
the dance sequence.
Yeah,
that dance sequence was awesome.
They had a lot of shit. They had a lot of shit.
Triangle was just a distraction.
There was a lot of shit they didn't need in that film.
Because you want that dark Peter Parker doing some jazz dancing.
Oh yeah, that's right. No, they had a lot of shit in that film they did not need to include at all. Right down to fucking Harry Osborn's Green Goblin riding a fucking snowboard.
Yeah,
that was retarded. He looked like a fucking green ninja on a goddamn snowboard. That was stupid.
I seen a guy on a snowboard. Oh, Silver Surfer. Never mind.
That's a circle, yeah.
See,
and then again, they took completely fucked up Venom. They did. No, we're getting off the issue. I wanted to kind of focus on X-Men for a minute, though. I really did.
Okay. I really want to talk about none of these, but we are actually getting off that issue. But can we end this and go on something else?
Well, I kind of wanted to discuss some of the issues with the films. That's all. Like, what you guys just take were it. Well, you liked what you didn't like.
Oh, so we want to go back to you want to talk about.
Yes.
Meaning that I just want to hear what bullshit you're going to say before I can say my monologue of what I think
no,
is wrong with these movies.
No, it's not
No, it's true. You want to hear
just
our
what
shitty
I
opinion.
Think. No.
And at the same time, tell you yours.
I'm curious about what other people's thoughts were. See if they're on par, see
if they're
not.
Inferior to yours?
No, it's nothing about being inferior. I'm curious if people, you know, who agrees, who doesn't agree, stuff like that. I'm interested on different
I
people's takes.
I think they need a Jubilee in that movie. And Dazzler.
Well, I was saying they did have Jubilee, but she was always like a subpar, you know, mention here and there. Mostly in the deleted scenes.
More fucked up fucking X-Men characters don't mean shit. Like I ran out of that once I hit Dazzler. I want the original Beast, not the blue one.
Yeah.
I liked Kelsey Grammer's Beast, actually.
Yeah, actually.
In fact, even before they ever included
Beast. I think he did play a very good Beast.
Yeah, he did good.
Well, you know what I liked is... Because when I remember, when
it
I was
brings it back to the '90s version of Beast. That's
yeah.
Why.
Well, the thing is, as a kid, we all had these moments where we think, "Oh, if they were to make this movie, who would be great actors?" I always thought that Patrick Stewart would be a good Professor X.
Oh wait,
and that Kelsey Grammer would be
that.
Great as Beast. What's your story?
Another good podcast you should actually listen to. That's not as good as ours, so I should be listening to ours first. But if you want to check it out, this little small podcast called Nerdist Podcast have a fucking panel interview with fucking Patrick Stewart.
Oh, nice.
No kidding. Okay.
And he got called into the fucking studio for who made fucking X-Men? Warner Brothers?
Fox.
Fox? Got called to Fox Studios. One of the fucking people there is like fucking... Calls him up to do a fucking meeting. He has no idea what the fuck's really going on. They throw a comic book out of his fucking lap. It's like, what the fuck am I doing on the front cover of a comic book? He's like, exactly. It's called X-Men. We're doing a movie of that. But, like, he didn't want to do it. His
really?
Son convinced him to do it.
Oh, that's good. Because, you know, honestly, I always thought Patrick Stewart would be great Professor X. And then they got him, and it was perfect.
I remember back in the 90s reading a fucking Wizard magazine.
Uh-huh.
And they did their own little character thing of that.
And yeah, that's
always,
what
it always was fucking Professor X was
Patrick
always
Stewart.
Patrick Stewart.
Yeah.
This is mid 90s.
Yeah, there's no one, there was no better pick for it.
I mean, he still looked exactly the same.
Yeah. No, and I always thought Kelsey Grammer would make a great Beast, and then they got him for the Beast, and I thought that was fucking great.
But the people they had in that time era for the 90s, I can't remember a single person. I might still have the fucking episode.
Yeah, I'm curious who they would have named for Magneto.
I gotta look through my comic books, wherever they fucking are in my closet, because I don't collect comic books. Uh-huh. I used to. But if the Wigger, the Wigger magazine.
Yeah, the Wigger magazine, right?
That's a different magazine. That's a Highland-only magazine. Local references. That's Highland magazine. No, the Wizard magazine. If I have it, like, it should be in there, because I really like that whole thing, that whole magazine, that particular one.
Yeah, I'd like to know who they named for that.
So if it's not in there, like, it's lost to times or a back issue. If you have that issue from the mid-90s, can I have it?
You know what? Photocopy it and email it.
Or take a picture of that. It was like a page. It was only a single page of that issue.
Yeah, zero.
Maybe 1 to 2 pages. You know, put your phone up to it. Blow it up. You know, it's fucking, it'll be like a fucking 13 megapixel picture.
Or you can scan it and just send it to the email. We'd like to see
it. You just take a picture of it. It'll blow up fucking huge.
Yeah.
It's a, you know, now cameras nowadays.
Now, you know,
in the future, people will laugh. Help, 13 megapixels.
Yeah. You know, it's funny is for the role of Wolverine, you know who they originally wanted to do that role?
No.
Russell Crowe.
No.
Yeah.
Wouldn't work.
That's what I said when I found out. I was like, really? No.
I wouldn't have guessed Hugh Jackman at the time, just because, you know, I watched Swordfish.
I'd never seen that Swordfish, so I didn't even know who Hugh Jackman was.
Like, in Swordfish, he played like...
He was really scrawny, I know that.
He was really scrawny.
Yeah, I know that.
He played a hacker.
A computer nerd.
Yeah. Alcoholic hacker or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, I know who he played in the film.
But,
if
you watch him in that movie and compare him to, X-Men, the polar first
opposites,
X-Men,
polar
the full, just like build wise, oh my god, that yeah. full fucking like, and he then fucking compare those just two movies
to Wolverine
because they made him bulk up.
Well, they didn't make it. He made himself do it. He wanted to fucking bulk up for that because aside from starring in it, he was also one of the lead producers. He wanted that film and he wanted to do it justice. He did the bulk up himself. He wanted to look that role.
And the original. I think it's in X-Men, the first X-Men. Like, he didn't have mutton chops.
Oh, yeah.
So those are actually fake. They're fake mutton chops they put on his fucking face. Because the Wolverine has that shit, but, like, he couldn't grow those at the time. Not enough time to do the movie.
Yeah. No, you know, I loved his casting for Wolverine. I didn't like how the first three X-Men movies were focused on Wolverine. They're very centralized on Wolverine, which I didn't like.
I think the twist for one was that, like, it wasn't supposed to be him. You know, we wanted fucking Rogue.
But okay, I get
that. That was to get away from that thought. But then you get into
two and three. Yeah. And they're all
and
focused
harmonize
on
Wolverine origins.
Yeah, no, they're all focused on him. And I didn't like that. I don't think they ever did enough with Cyclops. And I know that's why the actor wanted to leave the film, and that's why they killed him off in the early of the third film.
I think
they really made him a little bitch in the film, so I didn't like that.
I think they made him a douche, and another, like, even watching the fucking shows, like, even the cartoons, like, he's a big fucking douche.
Well, he's kind of whiny and complains a lot.
I didn't get that impression from the comic books, though.
No, even in the comics, he kind of is.
I can't reference, my X-Men thing is really brief.
Okay. No, he kind of is in that he's very straight-laced, goody-goody douche, you know? Not willing to cross any type of lines a whole lot.
I don't know.
That doesn't constitute... No, but in the movie, though...
Yeah, he was annoying. They made him annoying for some reason.
Yeah, I did not like it.
They
did not like
fucking
it.
Fucking good guy. Like, he was the hero. He was the fucking...
Yeah, I didn't like it. I don't like how they only made Rogue half of what she should have been. Didn't care for that.
Was she going to kill Miss Marvel? That'd be an accident.
Never actually killed her, though.
She drained her fucking power until she fucking died.
She put her in a coma, but if you remember that episode, at the end, she starts coming back.
Mentally, in her head.
No, physically, at the end, you even see her fucking start moving in the bed. She's coming back. Because
I have the Return of Miss Marvel comic.
Yeah, no, Miss Marvel eventually comes back on her own. Story-wise, everything.
I have her, mentally haunt her.
Yeah, no, they did that in the show, too. But eventually, in the end, they make peace. And Miss Marvel...
That's any money.
Miss Marvel actually comes...
I still have that comic book.
Yeah, but Miss Marvel ends up waking up and has her shit
and someone's yelling at me like, no, you're wrong. Fuck you, nerd.
I one thing I hated is how in every fucking film, especially with Jean Grey and Storm, they kept changing the look.
Yeah.
Hairstyle and everything. And especially between 2 and 3 when it came to Jean Grey.
I think people like...
How do you go from such uber short hair to having hair down to the fucking middle of your back?
You talking about Storm?
No, I'm talking about fucking Jean Grey.
It's called being a woman?
Not that fast.
It's called a hair... It's a hairstyle. It's a woman.
The bitch is supposed to be dead. Where'd she go and get fucking hair plugs put in?
You know when you die, though, your hair actually... Your hair follicles relax.
Yeah, not there you that, go. Not there that you fast, go.
There you
thank
go.
You.
There you go.
Ah, but see, even that doesn't come into play.
She's not dead.
She wasn't dead. She was wrapped in a, she was wrapped in a psychic cocoon.
Well, then you still have time to get your hair cut.
Her hair was already cut. Had to go from short to long that fast.
Extensions.
I psychically kept my hair from fucking getting it. I can make my hair like a...
It's
I could actually
wig.
Close my eyes, concentrate, and my hair will do any do I want. No, would that happen if you had psychic powers? Couldn't you control your hair?
No.
Why not?
Psychic powers is mental, not physical. Even with telekinetic powers, you couldn't do that.
I can do my own hairstyle?
You might be able to make your hair go in style, but not grow.
Are we talking about it went from longer to short or shorter to longer?
It went from short to long.
Well, then I'm just stuck
it went
in that.
From like
I'm
short,
stuck in
it, went, it went from short, kind of layered, almost spiky in the back to fucking uber long and straight.
Yeah, I'm stuck in the second bubble. Just let it grow.
Not
once
that
I
fast.
Get out. Once
it wouldn't be that fast, though.
How fast is it? What's the time frame in this?
Less than a year.
A year in a second
less
bubble?
Less than a year.
Less than a year. Almost a year in a second bubble.
Hair can grow.
So my hair would not
hair
grow
can
at
grow
all.
Pretty fast.
It'd grow, but not that long. Not that fast. Not even.
In a year.
Don't cut your hair for a year, Jason. I'll let you see how long it is.
I've done it.
It wouldn't be as long. It would.
I'm a man.
That's no difference.
It does.
Anywho.
Plus, I have wavy hair. Shit.
No, and how do you have in the second one Nightcrawler, who's around Mystique, his mother, but there's no connection? They don't interact, nothing.
Well, that... Okay, one, comic-wise, they've been around for years, so they know that.
No, Mystique always knew it. But even she shows no recollection in that
film. That could be anybody's blue baby. For all she knows, Beast is her kid.
Except that they knew each other as teenagers.
He wasn't blue then.
That's true.
He turned blue before she defected.
That was the worst case of blue balls in Marvel comic history. It spread through his whole body.
Wow. Wow. Parrish went there.
Has she impregnated somebody being a guy?
Well, that's a possibility.
No, she was impregnated.
No. She can be anybody.
She can shape change.
She can shape
change. She can shape him to have a dick.
She can have a dick, yes. Doesn't mean she can create semen. It's no
her
different.
Whole body changes.
Doesn't mean that her chemical balance changes. Just because
she
physically has
a dick
does not mean that she starts producing fucking testosterone and semen and everything.
Why not?
I think so. Her whole body can change.
It's no different than how, even though she could look like any other mutant, she can't take
your
on
whole
their powers.
Body, your whole everything about you got to change. Face structure, bone structure. She can control that. So she can be a guy.
I don't see that.
She can knock someone up.
I don't see that. It doesn't matter because, you
she
know,
can go there.
Continuity-wise, anyway, she was Nightcrawler's mother. She got knocked up by the fucking
She was playing
red.
A woman.
She got knocked up by the red Nightcrawler.
She was playing a woman.
I forgot his name.
The red Nightcrawler?
Yeah, it's like Hazael or something like that. He was in X-Men First Class.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you've seen that, but
no, I have not.
Yeah, he's in that. You look at it, same powers, everything. He's just red.
Hanging with a blue kid.
Mystique's blue.
Red and blue makes
purple. if you look at Nightcrawler, he is kind of purplish.
Yes. His suit is purplish.
Not in the movie. In the movie, he's like a dark purple going or dark blue going on purple.
That's true.
I
like that fight scene in the beginning.
Part
two.
Yeah, when he attacks the president.
He's all flashing, killing, hit every fucking person.
Yeah, you see, just whip his tail and grab someone and flip him over. Yeah, that was really cool. The way they did that was great.
Well, can I say this real quick?
Yeah, go for it.
No.
You're not allowed, Parrish.
My one word edgewise.
You're a guest.
No, you've already been on for 15 minutes. You're not allowed to talk.
Yeah, that's, you're lucky to have that seat.
I got to stay.
If Eric can fall asleep, you wouldn't be here.
I wouldn't be here, yeah. But no, I mean.
That means you're not allowed to talk.
The reason. Why are you talking? My favorite superhero movies are Iron Man, the Chris Nolan Batmans, and Unbreakable. And the reason is that.
I remember that Breakable conversation.
Yeah.
We had
like the fact that it didn't rely on a supernatural explanation for the superheroes.
It's a theory of spectrums.
Yeah.
You know, like one end of the spectrum is a guy who's
destined.
Glass.
It's destined, yeah.
Yeah, he could fucking. He's breaks easy and he's very fragile. At the other end, there's got to be somebody the opposite of him.
Right.
Which is actually a very cool concept.
It's like the,
and it would keep you living.
You know, bro, you know that
because you have
mind.
A sad. You pretty much have a sad fucking life.
I hated the ending of it.
It would keep you.
But
oh no, I like.
We
it.
Had the conversation that like. Remember? Let me say it.
Go for it.
We're fucking. It's so fucking funny. That's why that we had fucking Bruce Willis push fucking Samuel Jackson out of the wheelchair.
Yeah.
And say yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. And that's how we should have ended the movie.
Yeah. How you like me now?
Just like yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Just toss him down the fucking stairwell.
Yeah. No, when I watched that film, you know what it brought to mind? It's like, okay, so essentially you've got Lex Luthor against Superman again.
Well, it wasn't even that, because it was about to be that.
No, and in a sense,
But inexplicably, he just confesses, oh,
but that
I was
means
the one that
it's
did
less
all this.
Lex Luthor looking for a Superman.
So that was a case where you should have had a second movie. Where the sequel should have been called,
but then
Broken.
No, it was just a twist.
No, but then you wouldn't have the twist. Yeah,
it's about the twist.
It's all about the twist.
Well, the twist sucked.
What a twist!
The twist was great in Sixth Sense. The twist in Unbreakable,
you kind of saw it coming. But
I didn't.
In no way does it diminish the value of the film and how good it was.
I liked everything up to the end.
I just think it's funny how his kryptonite turns out to be water.
Yeah,
well,
really,
it's density.
I understand. Yeah, I was like, really?
It's all about lady in the water. The guy with the big jerk off hand. What's the most ridiculous thing in the fucking world?
Yeah, his career.
I have
really
a super jerk off arm.
He had the Sixth Sense.
I jerk off every day. I still
movies.
Have an arm like that. I tell you that much.
No, you know, I
that's
like,
not a workout.
And then he just went south with the Village and all that. Other
I like the Village. I like all of M. Night Shyamalan's work.
What?
I do.
The Happening?
That's a terrible.
Are you serious?
Okay, sorry.
The Happening is
I have to admit, okay, that's one I have not seen.
That sucks.
You
now,
should
canal
you
want to
save yourself? Don't ever watch
I
it.
I know it happens, dude. And from what I've heard, even I have to admit, that
it
is pretty
sucks
weak.
Canal
you will never
water.
Believe
they're all
Mark
killed
Wahlberg
by,
as that fucking
yeah,
character.
Well, not just that. They're all being driven mad by plants and pollen. That is kind of stupid.
Retarded.
Yeah, I do give you that one. That, it just,
Lady
the
in the Water, again, is still not that great.
I liked it.
The Village,
I
did like that concept. Yes. I didn't believe that blind girl found her way. I don't think she got as far as she could have.
Yeah, that was one hell of a sense of
well,
smell
you,
she had.
You also
on
have
her,
to keep
so
in mind that pretty
that's
much
a powerful walking stick.
Well,
she could find water with that shit.
It's not that one main trend about all of Shyamalan's movies is that everybody, aside from the twist, everybody has a predestined thing. Yeah, that's what it is. It's all predestined for them. To where, in that scenario, it makes sense she's able to find her way, and the reason why is she's blind, so she was the only one able to leave the village and go to the outside world, which is actual modern-day society, mm-hmm. and not know it, and therefore not ruin the foundation of the village society.
Yeah.
So in all his films, everybody is predestined for something. Even in Devil, there was a kind of predestination in that. I like Devil. To me,
what the hell was Devil?
That was the last film he did. About the people trapped in an elevator being killed off by the devil.
Oh, no. See, after The Happening, I've given up on the guy completely.
No, Devil was a good movie. Okay. Granted, I knew before the film ever came out, just based off the trailer, who the devil actually was in that film. I already called that. But at the same time, the movie itself was good. The narration, everything.
Devil.
Was good.
Okay, I'll check it out.
Yeah, I liked it.
I'll check it out.
I really liked it.
Okay.
But
The Happening wasn't happening.
Yeah, that's what I've heard a lot about that. Almost everybody I've talked to, pretty much everybody I've talked to, has all said, yeah, The Happening, no.
The Happening is a fucking shit movie, and if you think The Devil's a shit movie, you can let me know at Hey Jay, guess what?
Or at Ripped in Half. It'd be better just contact me at Ripped in Half and tell how stupid Steve is.
Or you can email us, rippedinhalfpodcast.com at gmail.com.
Go at Ripped in Half. It's more direct.
Either way.
And I'll rub in his face the next week.
I happen to like it, though, so... And I'm sure I'm not the only one. If you agree with me, go ahead and contact us at either, hey, Jay, guess what, or probably not, because he won't give a true answer. Or you can go at Ripped in Half, because I have access to that and can see it. Or you can email us at...
I have that at both of them, and if I find it, I'll update you, or I'll block you.
Or
it doesn't matter. He'll never see that.
Or you can contact us at ribbonhalfpodcast@gmail.com.
No one's going to do that. It's too much fucking words. And at some point, maybe by this airing of this episode... We will have rippedinhalf.com.
Probably.
Yeah. I had to get an auction to buy that fucking website.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Cost me some money. I won it, and I had to transfer it to the place that holds our domain name. But there's some kind of weird rule that if you transfer after you recently buy it, there's like a 60-day hold.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't understand. Well, I can probably understand it. People are stealing shit. Like if you're sniping names.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially like if you want to buy AT&T.com or something like that. But it's weird. There's some good money in fucking stealing names.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there is.
But there's a law, like a squatter's law.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of times people just pay the money.
I know squatter's rights when it comes to like... actual real buildings and domains. No, I don't know anything about a web domain.
Yeah. There's a squatter's law for fucking that. But they said it's so much money to hire a lawyer because you don't hire a lawyer. You hire a litigator.
Yeah.
And the money-wise, how much they're ransoming for it, is actually less than what it would cost to hire a lawyer.
Huh.
Oh, a lot less. Yeah.
Like Kevin Smith had that problem because he made Smodcast, but never made a Smodcast.com. Uh-huh. Well, he didn't do it, but his web guy didn't do it.
Yeah.
So they paid a lot to him, and he had a lawyer, but he's like, dude, you got to hire a litigator. I'm not a litigator. I'm your lawyer, but I'm not a litigator lawyer.
Yeah.
Pay the fucking guy. And he's like, what the fuck, dude? You're fucking, you know, for fucking justice and shit like that. I was like, no, dude, it's not going to work that way. It's going to cost a lot more
to have
the fucking name, to fight for it. You'll win it. You'll definitely win it because you have proof. But to do all that will be cheaper than just pay this fucking guy.
Yeah. Makes sense.
And, yeah, it's true. Like, well, it's, we're glad we got our own fucking name.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Because someday we'll be famous.
Yeah.
At least we got our web day name.
Well, how many people are downloading Ripped in Half?
A lot.
Millions. A
lot. More than you'll ever count
thousands
in your lifetime.
Thousands and millions.
Well, that's what I would have guessed.
We have more people than you'll ever make money-wise in your lifetime.
Oh. Well, yeah. You know.
Yeah, we're very popular, dude. We're syndicated coast to coast, didn't you know?
I knew that was true.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, we're international.
Yeah.
You guys are
big in China, aren't you?
China, Russia.
I think we're just teaching fucking people English. This is how Americans talk.
Albeit bad English, but...
Then you should be doing great.
What's that shit called?
Too.
It's called... there's a word for that. It's kind of like Spanglish, but it's for Chinese people. English?
Chinglish?
Yeah, it's called English.
English.
It's called English.
English.
Like, you know when you see those signs?
Oh, no. You know why it's called English?
Yeah.
Because in Chinese, Japanese language, their L's are their R's. So instead of English, it's English.
But it's like those Chinese and Japanese signs where it says like...
I want copper.
It has like... It's written in Chinese what the place is. But then it's just like... You put your dick here, something like that. The literal translation from Chinese or it's Japanese or whatever is completely fucking off and wrong, and it makes no fucking sense. And that's what's constituted as English.
That's funny.
So, we're actually, I should just go overseas and teach English to people.
Teach English.
This is how English to people. Because all they really learn is how to actually talk to you.
This is how we speak in American.
They talk, no, this we'd like news reporters. Mm-hmm. This is how you speak in American back in 1930. Dateline Hollywood, 1930. The Warners have escaped.
The Warners say it's not true. Really? This breaking news?
It's a fucking movie. Shit from a newsreel.
I did not get this report. Please, do elaborate about the Warners escaping.
Buy war bonds.
Because Uncle Sam needs you. Buy Rusty's lubrication. It helps with the war effort.
Brought to you by Chesterfield Cigarettes.
A subsidiary of R.J. Reynolds.
Well, should we wrap the show? It's probably about that time.
Do your part. Donate a slave today.
Because smoking is good for you.
For every slave that joins the war effort, he will be allotted freedom once the war is over.
No, no one's going to buy that shit. He'll move to the north.
We invented the French Foreign Legion. The French took it from us. So
to win a free trip to glamorous Nigeria. We'll endure a five-day weekend.
He'll endure a five-day outing as a free walk around. He will not be provided any shoes, but he will be given a spear. Will he be able to hunt and forage for his own food?
Watch out for that lion.
Uh-oh. Oh, look, over there, Akimbe, there's some Aborigines. Do be careful. What's this, little Timmy? Yes, you too can have your own slave for $19.99. Mail in order, shipping and handling, no CRD.
Or 50 box tops.
50 box tops. Aborigines in Nigeria?
Only from select Kellogg brands. Void or prohibited. Not valid in out of country or the subsidiaries of the U.S.
Brought to you by Dub Soap and the National Broadcasting Network. Now I started listening to like old fucking radio shit, the Martin Jerry Lewis shit, and it starts off just like the way, like, cliche wise,
yeah,
like how you always assume like old radio shows start. The person who starts off the voice and the music that comes in, you automatically know what they're gonna say. Because it's so fucking cliche. Like, yeah. I've heard this making fun of that shit back in the, like, nowadays. It does sound just like that.
Really?
Yeah, like, yeah, it's not a cliche. It's not wrong. They actually did sound like that. Not the racist shit we're saying, but, like, you know, like, the way the voices came out and what they would say. Oh, my God, it's fucking, it's clear as crystal. It's just like that.
Look at little Timmy as he asked Miranda out on the first date. Keep it wrapped, little Timmy.
Kind of like that.
Yeah. And you have the whole band, and like rather have you pay for a whole fucking band behind you.
Do 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 do.
And the laugh tracks are real.
Yeah.
Actually,
this news broadcast was filmed for you in front of a live studio audience.
Avidience? Yes.
Avidience, yes.
For the Aviance, yeah.
Yeah.
They're the Aviance. And the audience. One is the Aviance.
Laugh of the audience, pay for the ambience.
Die laughing, pay for the ambience. No, but I was reading this one book. They talk about fucking, I'm not reading. You know, that we
you were listening.
Listening to a book. I don't read.
Jason doesn't actually read books. He listens to them on Books on Tape.
That's true. But I mistakenly say I read shit. Even though
it's okay, little Jason. It's all right to be dyslexic. There are ways around it this day and age.
I just don't have time to read, but like, I can listen to stories all day.
See, I'm just the opposite. I can't listen to a book on tape. Oh,
sometimes
nuts.
They have great people.
I have to read it.
You know? I prefer reading, but I've heard some good ones.
I haven't read it yet. I haven't listened to it yet. I just did it again. But like, I haven't listened to it yet, but I heard like the Harry Potter one has a great ensemble of people.
You know,
Dune has they remade Dune. I listened to the original audio of Dune. Uh-huh. It's just one person, but they made another Dune with a whole cast.
Oh, cool!
I did not know that.
Every character.
did not know that, but a buddy of mine, Juan.
And the guy who reads it, one of the guys, the main guys who reads it, is actually a really good audiobook reader. His voice is actually, like, really soothing. Makes you feel good.
No,
I might listen to that.
But a buddy of mine, Juan, that's how he got into the Harry Potter series. His wife brought the books on tape home.
Yeah, but there's two versions.
Oh, yeah?
There's an American, I think there's a British version, too.
So instead of saying, forget it,
it's just an American guy saying it. But, like, I heard the British guy is the better version.
Probably seems more authentic.
I'd imagine.
Well,
as opposed to an American saying bogey.
So what's up, Harry?
Good one on you, mate.
We're going after the Dark Lord, huh?
Again? Oh, stupid man.
I watch
this one tastes like earwax. It's all like monotone, sarcastic voice, like... This one's not even good.
One time I had a vomit-flavored Barty Botts. It was not good.
One time I had this vomit one. Oh, my God. It tastes so disgusting.
It was totally lame and stuff. So, Harry, what are we going to do today?
Who the fuck's talking?
I saw the first one.
What do you think kind of potion we're going to make in Snape's class?
Gay people in that movie.
Was it? Roofie potion. Give it to Hermione. Hermione, yeah, that's right.
I thought that's what the forget-a-git spell was.
He doesn't know that joke.
That's okay. He doesn't even know.
Yeah, even you talk about forget-a-git, it's still not anything to do with that.
No, but it's so funny to us.
And in Harry Potter world, it's called, what, Oblivion?
Obliviate or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's the one.
Forget-a-gits.
Yeah.
We don't need to get into that.
One day we will explain that to you. We could give you a gist, but we don't do that right now on the show.
No.
We don't give
but
a
if you want to listen to Smodcast,
yeah.
It's just called Forget-a-gits.
That's the actual name of that episode?
Yeah, it's called nice. Forget-a-gits.
Anywho, so yeah, we should wrap this episode up.
I guess. I don't have anything else to say today.
No.
Well, I got more shit, but Eric fell asleep. It was a two-man team joke, but he fell asleep.
A two-man team, was it?
The tag team.
This just in. Jason needs a tag team partner with Eric, but Eric passed out on him. Uh-oh.
I thought it was awesome when he was snoring right into the... I thought you guys should just let him go for a few more
minutes. I don't
know
about awesome. That was kind of funny. It was funny in that, really, Eric, really type moment. That's about it.
He's been up all day. He need to take his nap.
At
least he didn't get all cranky.
Thank God. So anyways,
pick him up and burp him.
Yeah. Somebody needs a diaper change.
Well, Steve will do that.
He's been a little more
who
relaxed.
Who pooed in their pants?
Last couple of weeks.
I guess we should have gave him a Coke, relaxed. Though.
Probably. Well, live and learn.
I'm Mountain Dew.
Live and learn, then get loves.
Well, I guess you don't keep him up all day and then do that shit.
No, it doesn't know that he's been up all day playing Gears before he went fucking through darts.
I don't know how long he was up before me, though. Because he woke me up at like 11. And then
he was probably up
I told him, I'm not going.
He's probably up for a while.
Like 15 minutes later, I was like, I'll go. I actually sent him some text. Have you left yet? He's like, do you want to go? I was like, no, I was going to send you this like, oh, did you leave already? Oh, my God, you left. Oh, I'm sorry. I would have gone. But then he said he hasn't left yet. Well, thanks, Parrish.
Yeah, thanks
for sitting in with us.
Thank you.
You know, because Eric dropped out.
He snoozed out.
You had a pitch hitter tonight.
So. Yeah, it took a little bit to start because our mic problems. But we'll have a new mic, new headset, and eventually a new stand. So if you don't have your own mic, if you can sit in again with us.
Cool.
Or for when we have other people sit in. I wouldn't mind getting Courtney
like
on the
Patrick
show again.
Like Patrick Stewart, yeah.
That's my answer to that.
To Patrick Stewart or Courtney?
You can
both, actually.
That
I don't care
about
Patrick Stewart either. I'm not a Star Trek fan, so I have really nothing to talk to him about.
Who's my number one?
I'm not really good in, like, you know, well.
Come on, Jason. You wouldn't want
theater.
Me on your show. Who's my number one here?
I don't know how he got into that.
Come on, Jason. Would
this
you
is
like,
a Shakespearean
would you like a
actor.
Snacky treat?
This is a Shakespearean actor. And now he's like doing cartoons.
I know.
How the mighty have fallen.
Anyway, so thanks for joining us again for another episode of Ripped in Half. I'm Steve.
I'm Jason.
You're Jason.
Eric fell asleep. And our guest is?
Parrish.
Yay! Parrish.
I'm Jason. Oh, wait a minute. I got one more thing to ask.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
This is the fucking thing about you. This is a Parrish question. What's the fucking thing with your fucking status update about your, like, relationship status?
Oh, yeah, yeah. See, I'm pissed off at Facebook because I can't update my relationship status to in a domestic relationship with myself, a domestic partnership with myself.
Okay, first of all, that sounds really gay.
No, it sounds like it sounds like Parrish. Well, you know what? I actually found their answer. It's like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah,
that's one approach.
No, again, another guy. That's the thing. Domestic partnership with himself sounds kind of gay.
What another guy did was he made a doppelganger of himself and linked the two pages together.
Personally, I think status updates are really retarded. Anyways. Dude, my wife spent almost 2 hours last night on the fucking status update randomizer.
I hate that.
It just kept hitting random. And she couldn't find one that she liked, even though they were funny. And I'm like, really? You're going to waste your time on that crap? To me, it's stupid.
I've never done it. What is it randomizer?
It's called status shuffle.
Yeah, status shuffle. You hit shuffle and something shows up.
I hate that.
You hit shuffle, something shows up. It's really retarded. I'm personally getting tired of all the fucking statuses people put up. Because it's not even their own status. A lot of them now are, if you agree, mark this as your status.
No, I hate status shuffle because
paste stuff,
it's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
It's not your real status. Your status is tired.
No.
Hungry. That's your status. Lazy. Okay. Sad. That's a status.
See, I try not to post things like
that. No, that's an actual status.
But I try to post things that are actually funny.
No. There are very few people like who are constantly on Facebook... who actually post their whatever they're fucking doing that I do not get annoyed of. It's not as funny. It's just like that's them being real.
A lot of it's not even being real.
No, this one, people I do tolerate doing status updates all the time.
You know who's kind of annoying at it is Cheyenne. She's always posting weird, depressive, almost emo-ish type crap. It's like, really, girl?
I have her, but I don't know if I blocked her. So
you probably block her because I get shit upon shit from her. I'm like,
I have good friends, really good friends that I've blocked them because I got tired of.
Well, you don't have to block him. You could just take him out of your newsfeed.
Yeah, that's what I did.
That's what blocking is.
You can remove them from your newsfeed without blocking them.
No. You mean deleting? I don't delete them because they're my friends. What the fuck?
We block them. These are my friends.
I'm not going to fucking delete them.
Who is that?
It's blocking their feed.
Yeah.
The mixed martial arts fighter, Bill Burley. That jackass.
Bill, was he the Bill that bounced to the frog for a bit?
He was the Bill that totally took advantage of Chris Guiley, and Chris Guiley set up that... fundraiser for him.
Yeah,
and
he's the one who bounced at the frog for a bit.
Yeah, he bounced at the frog.
He eventually moved to be with what's her name? That's friends with Gail.
Whatever. So
fuck if I know.
Yeah. But, so I mean, I haven't blocked him, but I just removed him from my newsfeed.
To me, that is blocking. To me,
no. Blocking's different. Blocking is when you.
Oh, I actually understand. I have different people like that too.
Okay. Yeah.
But those are things that people who will never be able to add me, contact me, or ever. Talk to me ever.
Yeah, no, he's talking about blocking their feed.
When I consider blocking, I'm just like, yeah, block. I can no longer see their feed.
Yeah.
Because they got so
ready to do
fucking.
Because
I did that a long time ago.
I know. I'm about ready to do.
But like, I have people who would write shit so ignorant, and I'd write these big ass long comments to return to them. And as I'm spell checking, I'm reading it again, and I was like, I just wasted my time.
Yeah.
On this rant to this person of how fucking stupid they are. Yeah. Or how stupid this opinion or conversation or whatever the fuck they said is.
Like your friend's girlfriend?
And I... they might listen to the show. Someday they might listen to the show. They are blocked, too. Both of them.
Oh, they are?
Both of them. And it's funny because she asked me, like, why do you block people and keep them as friends? Like, they're my friends. What the fuck? It's like, and you're one of them. That's the day I said I. That's when I announced I blocked Craig on Facebook.
Yeah, well,
I didn't actually name names, but I said I blocked somebody for being an asshole and flooding the wall. But the point was is that, like, I wrote this big-ass long rant.
Yeah.
And I've done this several times and just delete them. Just delete it. It's like, why did I waste my time?
Yeah.
I just wasted all my frustration to fucking go after this stupid, stupid opinion that someone who's not going to change their mind anyways, yeah. they're going to keep throwing this shit out. And I just wasted my own energy.
Sure.
Even though I really dug into him, and I'm really proud of what I wrote, because it makes a really valid point. But, like, I'm going to do this again. Yeah. And I've actually ignored it. It's like, there's really no reason to do this, to get this worked up over nothing.
Yeah.
Because if you look at back again, like, even though, like, that's my instant reaction. I read your shit. This is my instant reaction.
Well, give me an example of something that would
I can't
make
because
you...
I don't. I,
you just can't
I,
think of anything.
Well,
off
I
the
could,
top of your
but
head.
Like, I'm not going to record these things because they'll know exactly who they are.
Oh, okay.
But I've done it, and like, I was like, why bother?
Yeah.
And the real thing should be if you actually, someone actually, like someone who's actually really laid back, is like, why do you bother with that? It's like, well, okay, then you're like, that's me telling myself as I'm spell checking. He's like, why do you bother with this? Just not even look at it anymore.
Yeah.
Well, block.
Yeah.
And I'm better for it.
Sure.
Because I don't got to deal with it anymore. But I was wondering, again, we just got kind of off topic. It's like, yeah, your relationship with yourself.
Yeah, je me sais quoi.
Wouldn't it just be like single parent?
No.
Man-to-hand
domestic
relationship?
No. It's
because when you say domestic partner, that is a gay couple.
That is.
Yeah. Well, I am one sex, right? So if you could create a doppelganger of yourself, say you...
But you don't have a doppelganger.
You jerk off in the mirror?
In other words, what you're actually saying is you're in a
you
man-to-hand relationship.
Really sexy and...
Yeah, okay, there you go. We can go that way.
Not with that mustache.
I'm too sexy for my mustache.
Yeah.
The one in the mirror doesn't have a mustache.
Too sexy for my... Yeah, because he's the evil one. He doesn't have a stache.
Actually, you're probably the evil one. The evil one would have the mustache. Yeah. He has a snappy whiplash mustache.
Yeah. Well, I was...
He's all going like this. He's going like this. He's all rubbing his mustache, the corner of his mustache, as
well,
he's talking.
I was thinking maybe I could grow a mustache.
Child, you look pretty good.
This, but still,
I thought
funny.
I could
imagine
do a
that.
Mustache because, you know, I figured my autumn allergies will be coming up. I won't have to buy mustache wax, but you know what?
Just don't shave your nose hairs.
I'm just gonna.
Yeah, get rid of that.
It's just gonna.
Get rid of
I'm
that
gonna
thing.
Chop it.
Please
it's just,
do.
Yeah, it's.
Please do. But anyway, so the point of your status is that you're actually in a man-to-hand relationship.
No, no.
Sounds like to me.
That's
what it sounds like to me. Yes.
That wasn't
that,
what I was.
That took
trying
you a
to
minute
express.
To get to. Actually, it seemed like
that
it
was
did.
No.
That is the way it comes across to me. If you're in a relationship with yourself, that's a man-to-hand relationship.
Actually,
well, okay.
For
ladies, they let their fingers do the walking.
Even,
so
that's the thing. I couldn't understand that when you said that.
Well, I wasn't trying to say something sexual. That was just it.
But when I hear domestic relationship, I think that's, you know, that's a gay
relationship. Yeah, that's a gay relationship. My sister-in-law married and in a domestic relationship.
I'm surprised that's an option. Why not just have just relationship? But that doesn't make any sense either. Like, it makes sense, but, you know.
So in a relationship,
why have
under
the
relationship status, do you have yourself on there?
No, it won't. That's
it
just
won't
it. It won't let me. The only way I can do it is to set up.
Why bother? Just say single.
Okay, then know what you need to do. No, you know what you need to do.
Why do you want the distinction from that or single?
I saw someone do it, and it cracked me up. I've shared this with other people. It's cracked them up, too. But they aren't looking at it in a sexual way.
No, the best thing to do, this will make it even funnier.
I think it is funny.
You make a Facebook page for your hand. Take a picture of your hand, and under a relationship, you have Parrish's hand.
He have to make a whole Facebook for his hand.
Yeah,
yes.
To make a doppelganger.
No, that'd be
hand.
No, that'd be funny. Because then if you go under that page, because if you go under the hands page, it'll say in relationship
two.
With Parrish.
I could have a harem.
I got it's like
left
harem.
And right.
No,
yes, my
I got
harem.
The killer for this.
That's his menage a trois.
He's in a, okay.
Makes
you
me
may
jealous.
Not get it. Steve will automatically get it, but he's in a relationship with Jennifer Lopez.
I love you, Ben. I love you, Parrish. It's much so... like tacos.
Oh, you know.
Taco. Eh, sick ass Parrish Boots.
Your music is so mindless, it's easy to write.
Yeah, he doesn't get it.
No, it's from the South Park.
Oh, my God, he did get it.
That was one of the lines.
I think that's one of the only episodes South Park he's seen.
No, I've seen other South Parks.
I forgot his name. I know his last name is Connors.
My favorite.
What's his real name? The con man. He was actually Jennifer Lopez.
Oh,
I don't remember.
It's
remember.
It's something Connors.
Yeah.
My name is something Connors.
I don't remember.
I'm a con man. The cyanide pill is about to kick in right now.
the best one for me.
Actually, to make this joke run on, just to get Stan, he jerked off fucking Ben Affleck to make this joke work.
Dude.
That's committed. That's like Eric.
Yeah.
Eric would do that.
You would. Our Eric is like Eric Cartman. It's funny they share the same name because they got the same personality.
I actually didn't pick that up either in my mind, but still, like, that is true. He would. I would picture
committed.
Eric going that committed as far as just to make you seem gay or stupid.
Although I see our Eric going the extra mile while he's doing it, he'd be jingling the balls.
See, I don't know. See, I just don't know Eric in that way.
That's right, because you're in a man-to-man relationship. You're not in a relationship with any other guy. It's just you
not
and yourself.
With Eric.
He's with Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez.
Well, Woody Allen said
Jennifer
it
Lopez,
best.
I make tacos.
In the commentary of that episode, they're saying that people who work with her would snicker that fucking line.
Taco.
Or shit like that, or Jennifer Lopez. And she'd get mad. Get really mad.
I believe it.
Well, Woody Allen said it best. Don't knock masturbation. It's sex with someone I love. So. But the best South Park was the Paris Hilton.
Asian girl.
The Paris Hilton episode.
Oh, not even close.
Oh, that was
oh,
my
the
favorite.
Fucking.
That's a funny one, Mr. Slave. And
that's Lemmy Winks.
Yeah, it is.
It's
yeah.
a Lemmy Winks. That's a good episode.
That's
Lemmy
good.
Lemmy Winks is good.
I think the whole Tom Cruise trapped in the closet was better.
That's not. You watch it.
Tom,
great
Tom,
episode.
It's time to come out of the closet, Tom.
Nah,
the no.
Best one
no, come, I'm never coming out of this closet.
The best. I pull out my gun.
Or, of course, the Oprah's pussy and ass taking her hostage.
I just saw that one before my fucking Netflix got cut off.
That's a funny one. The pussy got a gun out and everything.
I like the accents they got him. And he shoots himself.
This
spoiler.
Is a long sign off.
Yeah, well, that's kind of goes, but actually, we got to sign off. But I had that. It only started from your thing because I really had to understand what the fuck that was.
Way to go, Parrish.
Yeah,
you and your
man fault.
You and your man to hand relationship. God damn, keep it in your pants, or at least in your bathroom.
Till Ben Affleck comes.
Yeah.
Taco.
He has Ben Affleck spooge all over.
Ew, sick.